Spot and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
Well, help you keep up with technology.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Dana Lash is off and running, generating the buzz.
All bets are off at this point.
So great to talk to you, Dana. You're my favorite.
Dana, you and I are blood brothers for the American dream.
Dana Lash, the conservative alternative. This is The Dana Show.
In that debate, which was, I want to be very frank, it was rigged in terms of who was going to get the time on the floor by the way that Anderson Cooper was selecting people to supposedly respond to something someone else said. I even turned around to Bernie Sanders at one point and said, Bernie, say my name, will you? Say my name. And in that kind of an environment, you know, it was either going to be Mr. Angry or it was going to be a potted plant. Mm-hmm. The only way to try to get into the conversation.
I don't really dislike Jim Webb. Out of the Democrat candidates, he's the one that was not he wasn't the insane one. I mean, sure, he was awkward on stage and he was awkward in speaking, but the dude's he's a badass. I mean, the guy's, you know, he served his country. He protected another man's life. He's been decorated. He's won a lot of acknowledgments. I mean, come on. Out of all of those cats standing up on stage, I mean, he was the one who could actually, when they asked everybody, well, who's your biggest enemy? He was like, well, the guy that tried to kill me. And Hillary Clinton was like, Republicans. So there's a stark difference right there. I felt bad because he looked sane. Like, he looked like a reasonable Democrat. I didn't think they existed anymore. And then Jim Webb stepped on stage. And it's amazing how somebody like Bernie Sanders can get more support than Jim Webb. Bernie Sanders, he is a walking, talking Captain D's cracklin'. And he can get more support. You guys know what a cracklin is, right? Those are the chunks of the batter that have been, like, when you deep fry the fish and after they've already had the batter all over them and you take them out and they have the cracklins that hang off, that's that fried batter that you can actually go to Captain D's and get, like, a box of them. Do you know that? I don't know. Maybe you didn't. Happy Friday. I'm Dana Lash. This is The Dana Show. And, of course, being that it is Friday, it's open line Friday as well, 866-455-9797, the number to join the program. We have Mailbag of Hate coming up. We have a Florida man coming up. We're also, some of the stuff we're looking at, the president, his spring golf outings were quite pricey, and the Obamacare fines have begun. We're going to list all of that as well. Stephen Crowder will join us later on. The Virginia governor is now taking executive action to institute new gun control. And the government, through the Bureau of Land Management, is going after Texas ranchers who have land up there in North Texas, bordering Oklahoma. They've been fighting them for quite a long time. We'll bring you that story. We got Mailbag of Hate coming up. Plus, it's not just Virginia governor. It's also Senator Tim Kaine. And then you also have Gavin Newsom. Now, there's a trend that is bubbling up city by city, state by state, and you're having a lot of these senators, you're having a lot of these, you know, Gavin Newsom, he was the mayor. He was the mayor of San Francisco. He is the lieutenant governor of California. He's running for governor. He is a guy who helped support and usher in the sanctuary city policy that got Kate Steinle killed. And he has been in the media along with Tim Kaine in the past, and actually they have been going at this quite hardcore for the past 24 hours, where they're trolling the NRA and they're going after law-abiding gun owners, and they say, oh, well, we're going to have a different fight against the NRA. Like, he's tweeting out these articles about himself. Politico has a piece where it has Gavin Newsom, who's always looked like, and I'm not saying this as a slight on used car salesman, I'm not, but Gavin Newsom has always looked like that. The way he slicks his hair back with product, and he says product instead of gel, you know what I'm talking about, like that kind of guy. He told Politico, he says, the NRA doesn't own me. They haven't bought me. They never will. They've already come after us, and it's going to intensify. I have no idea what the hell he's talking about. You're talking about an organization that is made up of members. It is an organization of people who pay to be a part of that membership. And he had tweeted earlier, NRA, you can intimidate politicians, but you can't intimidate the public. And I responded, I said, well, actually, you know, it kind of seems like you're trying to intimidate the members who make up a lot of the general public. I mean, wouldn't the public be better served if these guys actually fought to uphold the laws that exist instead of engage in these ridiculous incendiary attacks? They want to go after the membership, the people who believe in law-abiding gun ownership. They want to go after them. They believe that people like me and people like you are bigger enemies and bigger threats than, like, the illegal alien that was sheltered by Gavin Newsom in the sanctuary city of San Francisco who murdered Kate Steinle in just, you know, cold blood. There are so many examples of this. He picks and chooses which laws he wants to follow. I mean, this guy has been a huge proponent, a huge supporter of sanctuary cities since pre-2007. He supported ignoring federal law, and he supported protecting violent illegal aliens like the one that murdered Kate Steinle. The NRA is made up of a couple million law-abiding gun owners. That's how that works. People like me, we pay the NRA. It's not the other way around. We pay them. We pay them and we're a part of the membership. And if we want, we donate to their legislative action arm, which is completely separate from the NRA. We'll donate to that if there's certain legislation that we would like to support. But these attacks on this, and it's not just Newsom, it's Tim Kaine, Senator Tim Kaine. He's been going on and on and on about it. It is an organized effort, and they're trying to get as many of these very visible, very left elected officials in front of it as possible. Kaine tweeted yesterday, the NRA doesn't speak for gun owners, they speak for manufacturers. And I responded, do you actually know how that works? The NRA, it's a group of members like me. We speak for us as one through them, where that's you, that we vote, etc. For crying out loud, these people act like they have no, and that's what they want. They just want, remember that Lyndon B. Johnson story that I was telling you about, where you had Lyndon B. Johnson, and he was going after, this was in one of his congressional races, and he was going after one of these opponents, and he says, you know what, I want to spread the rumor that he screws pigs. That's what I want to do. I want to spread this rumor that he screws pigs. And his campaign manager, former Oppo guy, was like, are you serious, Lyndon? You cannot say this. This is not true. You can't go out there and say stuff like this. Lyndon Johnson says, well, it's not about saying it. I want to just make him deny it. That's the whole point. They want to just make you deny it. And that's a little bit, and that is a strategy, by the way, Democrats have been using. That's why they say, oh my gosh, Republicans are just wanting women to die in the streets. They just want, they view it as they're gaining ground. It's a total rhetorical battle. If they can just get Republicans to say and deny something, then they've scored a little bit. That does something in the minds. It's all about persuasion. And that's a little bit of what they're doing right here. But unlike their rhetorical acts, me saying that Gavin Newsom supported a law that got a chick murdered is true. He supported a law that got a San Francisco woman murdered. And they have said more about law-abiding gun owners than about the felons and the violent rapists who are in this country illegally that they protect in San Francisco. He says more about people like me than people like the murderer that took out Kate Steinle. We got more on this. It's time for Quick Five, though.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, a few things. We have a few things to get into with today's Quick Five. So, I don't watch, like, French meteorology, but Pajamas Media has a really great piece up via the Telegraph. France's top meteorologist had questioned climate change. In a promotional video, this French meteorologist, he sparks the storm over questioning climate change. He is the weather chief at France Television, Philippe Verdier, the country's state broadcaster. He was sent on a, quote, forced holiday. He released a book where he accused top climatologists of, quote, taking the world hostage. By the way, he wears a leather jacket and he's got great fashion sense. It's all in black. So he told the nation how much wind, sun, or rain they can, you know, he does his meteorologist job. In his book, Climate Investigation, he claims that leading climatologists, and it's not a claim, it's true, there are a number of leading climatologists and political leaders who've taken the world hostage with misleading data. And there are a lot of other climatologists who disagree with them. In a promotional video, Verdier said, "Every night I address 5 million French people to talk to you about the wind, the clouds, and the sun, and yet there is something important, very important, I haven't been able to tell you because neither the time or place to do so." He says, "We're hostage to planetary scandal over climate change, a war machine whose aim is to keep us in fear." France, too, took him off the air. They sent him a letter saying, "Don't come." They say it's a direct extension of what is in his book. And he's like, "Well, I guess contrary views must be eliminated." Yeah. France is so great, everyone says. You don't have freedom of speech there. So this is making me mad, and we're going to discuss this coming up. Because I love Captain America. Who doesn't love Captain America? Out of all of the Marvel characters, I love Captain America, right? He was like my guy in the Avengers, too. But Marvel has decided to be total progressive douchers and take a very partisan slant in its new Captain America comic book series, wherein it has Captain America beating up conservatives who are trying to stop illegal aliens from coming into the country. Not even kidding you. They apparently... It is equated to that of being something like a right-wing terrorist would do. So that is, wow. I mean, that's, and DC Comics and Marvel, that really makes me mad that Marvel's doing that. Because that's, you know, that was, I love Captain America. CNBC, I'm sure you heard that Trump and even Carson had both, they were threatening to boycott the next GOP debate unless they cut the time down. Because they were like, "Look, we're not going to do a 2+ hour debate." And so CNBC said, "Fine, all right." They've agreed to limit its forthcoming Republican primary debate to 2 hours, and they're going to allow for opening and closing statements, acquiescing to Trump and Carson's demands. Well, that's smart. They said that, "Look, if it's longer than 120 minutes, including commercials, and doesn't include these opening and closing statements, we're not doing it. It's not happening." And in fact, according to Ted Cruz and Rand Paul's aides, they also insisted that the debate feature opening and closing statements. Paul aide Chris LaCivita had said at one point that CNBC could go blanket themselves if they weren't going to agree to these terms. Good for them. I'm glad. Ted Cruz demands that John Kerry resign over criticism of Israel. Cruz has called on Secretary of State John Kerry to resign over recent comments by senior Obama administration officials accusing Israel of committing terrorism amid a spate of violent attacks by Palestinians against Jews. Remember, Kerry was saying, "Well, it's because of those settlements that are growing in the West Bank." Is he high? Like, what's the size of your crack rock? They're not growing. In fact, they've been at an all-time low in terms of creation under Netanyahu than they've ever been before. So Kerry has called for his resignation. It's not the first time, or Cruz has called, rather. Cruz also called for his resignation back in April when Kerry threatened Israel could become a, quote, apartheid state if it didn't give in to demands to Palestinian concessions. So good for Ted Cruz. And he should. And I'm kind of shocked that no one else is joining those calls. Our sponsor for this portion of our program, Solutions from Science. The coal industry comprises 39% of America's electricity, right? That's where everybody driving around these electric cars. Good for you. Hey, golf claps. Just know that, like, the majority of your car is still basically powered by coal. Just know that. Coal is the single largest source of electricity in the United States. Unfortunately, it's under war. It has had war declared on it by the administration. You have companies like Patriot Coal. They filed for bankruptcy last May. The cost of electricity is going to increase, and we're supposed to have a cold, wet winter. So imagine what your utility bills are going to be. Couple that with threats of brownouts or blackouts because there's a lot of demand on the grid. This is why I have always wanted to be able to produce my own supply of electricity and have a backup, and not just a gas-powered generator. I got a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. It sits on my patio. It runs quietly. It doesn't emit any fumes, and it produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. I don't have to worry about topping it off either. I just put it out there and it goes. Go to DanaSolarBackup.com to learn more. That's DanaSolarBackup.com. Use coupon code Dana and get a special half price offer.
This is The Dana Show.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
The word super has a certain power, like supersized or supercharged. Super makes pretty much anything better. So no wonder Super 8 hotels are named Super 8. They take a comfy, affordable stay and make it super. With free Wi-Fi, free breakfast, and Wyndham Rewards points for loyalty members at over 1,800 locations worldwide. All at a price that fits. And that's just super. Super 8 hotels. Stay super at super8.com.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday. Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Leipzigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco and Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
It's getting dark and the whole town sound asleep. The harvest moon is high.
Talk lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
DanaRadio.com, on Twitter at DLash. I was taking a peek at Twitter, and I see a lot of white socialists in Austin, Texas, going after a Texas State House member, Jason Villalba, because he had compared Bernie Sanders, because Bernie Sanders says he was a Democrat socialist, and he made a comparison to Nazi socialism, national socialism. So I'm happy to see that the left has finally admitted that the Nazis were socialists, because for the longest time they were saying, no, because they don't know what Nazi meant. National socialists is what, that's what it was short for. And they were apparently unaware of that. And I was reading, well, what barely literate local site is this? Let me pull this back up. I've been watching, I mean, literally they're all white socialists. And they're like, oh, my gosh, that Hispanic Jason Villalba. I mean, heaven forbid a conservative Hispanic speak up. Hey, I can play these games, too. You guys want to do this? I can play these games as well. Why are there so many white socialists in Texas Capitol freaking out because the Hispanic accurately was saying, look, a lot of Bernie Sanders policies where you were having the way that you are, the economic structure he is proposing, the government takeover he is proposing. Wow, not all that different from what the national socialists, and they're trying to argue that, well, you know, democratic socialists, the national socialists did or did not national socialists nationalize health care? Yes or no? Did or did not national socialists want to have a nationalized educational system? Yes or no? I mean, dolls, we can sit here and we can do this 6 ways to Sunday. Leave your rhetoric aside. They're just going off on this Hispanic man, though. And that's going to make them mad that I said that. But you know what? Maybe don't be white socialist going off at a Hispanic and suggesting that he's uneducated. Because I kind of find that, like, that triggers me. You know, I'm a little triggered. I mean, that's really offensive. You see how we can do this? I mean, we can do this all day long. So they're trying to make that a really, really big thing right now. That's how these people work. I mean, it doesn't make anything to them. It doesn't mean anything to them for someone to say, look, there are socialist aspects of his policies, of Sanders' policies, that are what National Socialists did. And they're like, oh, my gosh, that's so offensive. And so now all of these white people in Austin, Texas, are trying to say, oh, my gosh, this Hispanic representative is uneducated. Wow, is that your, like, really? You just came out with that? We can all do this. 866-455-9797. How much has the president's golf cost lately? We'll examine.
The Dana Show.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, with our streaming audio feed.
live at KCNR1460.com.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
It's Customer Appreciation Days at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
It's Redding Kia's lowest price of the year on a 2015 Kia Optima. Now $19,495 after $2,000 customer cash incentive and $400 military incentive.
$19,495 for a brand new Kia Optima. ID 12266. 57 Optimas in stock and on the way.
2015 Kia Souls as low as $14,995. ID 15423. After $500 customer cash incentive, $400 military incentive, the brand new Soul for $14,995.
Get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kias in stock and 2016 Sorentos, too.
0% offered requires financing through Kia Motors Finance on approval of credit subject to prior sale. Ends October 18th plus tax, license, and government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges.
Discover the new Kia during the giant tent sale at the Mount Shasta Mall this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
ReddingKia.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, DiamondCoreDrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Yes, I'll admit. This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction, letting you know that you no longer have to make an appointment to renew your California CCW permit. Simply navigate to readingccw.com and select a renewal class to attend. While you're there, download the renewal application and fill it out. 4 weeks from your expiration date, send in your application and your training certificate. For any questions, give me a call, 530-999-1822, or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave service women. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Talk lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
This was a president who said, I'm going to turn the page on this era of wars.
My
predecessor,
wars.
George W. Bush, had begun, and he meant it. That was his central passion of foreign policy, and it is moving and painful to see this president at the end of his second term having to say, we can't leave Afghanistan. I'm not going to be able to take those troops out. That page I wanted to turn, it's still there.
Well, the reason that he's not doing it right now is because he saw the disaster.
This is a game. It's going to be really a key game for the ratings. Are you there? Okay.
Got some technical difficulties. We'll be right back.
Join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. We find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
All right, we are back. Shasta at Enterprise. Enterprise looking to build off of their 41-0 victory last year, but does not look likely as Shasta comes in averaging over 41 points a game, the number two offense in the North section. Ron?
And we're in for a big game. Of course, in talking with the coaches just a few moments ago before the game starts, the key to the game as far as Shasta, the visiting Shasta Wolves tonight, is to stop Voorhees, this dynamic quarterback on Enterprise Hornets. He's not only good at passing, he's a good runner. The key to their defense is to slow him down. It's not stopping. With Enterprise, it's very simple. With Shasta and their quick offense, which is certainly among the quickest in the North State, is to slow him down, control Cantonese. They've got to. This quarterback is not only able to scramble, he passes both going to the left and to the right. So it's slow down the high-powered, fast-moving offense. Shasta is the key as far as Enterprise is concerned, and with Shasta slowing down Enterprise quarterback. So we have a battle of offenses is what it's going to amount to.
And Enterprise has their work cut out for them. 9 turnovers the last 2 games, so they're going to have to hold on to the ball a little better. And Shasta coming in with a stingy defense, averaging less than 13 points a game against, only 2 defensive touchdowns given up in the fourth quarter all season long.
You know, Kyle, we're so fortunate to be here. Here we are at at the Hornet's Nest to Enterprise High School with Shasta High School visiting. Friday night football in the North State is so exciting. And for those of our listening audience that haven't been part of the game, you're missing something. Put this on your schedule on Friday nights, and you can still make it out here. We have 13 minutes before kickoff. But our sponsors, and we could not be doing this without our sponsors, Muse Concrete. They're devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community. They've done this for years. They are so much plugged in to school and athletics and students. They're for youth. In addition to Muse, we have Wind River Casino. And again, Wind River gives back so much to our community. We just so appreciate what they're doing. And certainly the Reading Bank of Commerce. They are one of our key players as far as sponsorship goes. We are so appreciative. And every pregame show like this is brought to us by Reading Kia. And, of course, they'll also give us the keys to the game, which I just mentioned. The one key for Shasta is to slow down Voorhees, and for Enterprise is to slow down that offense. So it's going to be an exciting time.
Multiple options for Shasta, as you mentioned. Catherine, he's the quarterback there. Also several running backs with over 400 or 500 yards apiece. Multiple threats, multiple looks. They are going to come at you fast. They are going to snap the ball as soon as they possibly can, reminiscent of a Chip Kelly Oregon offense now in the NFL with Philadelphia Eagles. They want to wear you down and put you away in that second half.
Isn't that true? Now, in addition to Kia bringing us this pregame, we want to mention also our appreciation to the Tri-Counties Bank because they not only provide service with solutions, but they also provide us with the ability to have these pregame shows and kind of bring you up to date on what's going on. So, Kyle, let's talk for a moment here a little about what's been transpiring with the River Bowl over the years. I mean, this has been a significant aspect of football in the North State for many, many years. And, Kyle, now I got to say this up front. Get it out in the open. You're a Foothill grad.
You know, I do not have a dog in this fight. I'm going to remain impartial despite my Foothill leanings. Enterprise with a heartbreaking loss for my Cougars last week in overtime, a great game. Shasta looking to avenge, as we mentioned before, the 41-0 loss, worst loss in River Bowl history for any team. And the year before, in 2013, Enterprise put up 50 in the first half. So definitely an axe to grind for a lot of these Shasta players tonight.
So River Bowl has been with us for what? This is the 23rd River Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And it started mainly just to because these schools had had such a tradition over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden they decided to make it another bowl. Early, actually, this is the first bowl of the whole football season for not only the high schools but colleges, right?
Absolutely. You know, we have a lot of – in college, you love the new playoff. At least I know I do. I know there's mixed feelings about it. But I don't know that you'll ever get away from that. The many, many bowls. What are we up to? Almost 40 now. I've lost count. They start them in the beginning of December anymore. But Reading definitely – this is a Reading tradition. We have a fantastic turnout tonight. Packed crowds. The JV game had an amazing crowd. We've got people filing in at both ends of the end zones here, bringing their lawn chairs. A sea of purple and a sea of black, and it's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good one. And by the way, you mentioned JV. Shasta kind of took care of that game. They clearly defeated. That was what 40. What was that score? 47-12.
I believe so. Yeah, it was pretty close through the first half, and Shasta really ran away with it with a really staunch running offense, which portends well for years to come. As we mentioned before, Enterprise has gotten the better of Shasta the last 2 years, but Shasta definitely on the rise, 6-1 right now. That fantastic offense, and of course, like you said, 13 points a game for on defense. Very senior-heavy defense here, and they are looking for revenge.
Well, we have just a couple minutes left, but we also have a guest in the studio with us here, in the booth, I should say. And part of what I wanted to mention now is that, you know, we have football fans that are obviously listening to the game, but some of you folks also follow basketball, and basketball season is about ready to begin, not only here at the high school level, but also at the college level. And with us today is the new athletic director out at Simpson University, Tom Galbraith. Tom, welcome to our show.
Thanks a lot, Ron. This is my first River Bowl, so I'm just excited to be here and see some great high school football. Of course, I get my football fix at the high school level in Shasta,
right.
Simpson not having football, but as you mentioned, with We're a week away from tip-off of the basketball season, if you can believe that.
That is.
Next Friday night, the Red Hawks are at home against Eastern Oregon. And next Friday and then Saturday afternoon again against Eastern Oregon, a doubleheader, if you will, a twofer on Friday night and Saturday. So, yeah, it's right around the corner, but certainly tonight it's all about Shasta and Enterprise here in the city of Reading.
Right. Well, you know, I think you mentioned in the city of Reading, and, of course, all of Shasta County is feeds into our university. I often say Simpson is the Shasta's university. But let me ask you a couple things about what's going on out there, though,
sure.
At Simpson. You, because right now you're into, what is it, soccer? And what's going on out there?
Well, actually, we've got a home women's soccer game tomorrow. But, yeah, the fall sports are kind of midway and almost wrapping up the ends of their season in soccer and volleyball. And volleyball right in the thick of a CalPAC race, the California Pacific Conference, which we're a member of. Men's and women's soccer finishing up, and then we'll roll right in cross country as well in the fall season. But then before you know it, and literally a week from today, basketball starts and then wrestling starts, our winter sports. And then, you know, once we get into the spring season, we've got Greg Catteray leading the baseball team and a little softball team that is wearing some rings from a national championship that they won last year that we're very excited about after the next semester.
Good. Well, it's good to have you on board. You came here from Radford, is that correct?
Radford University in Virginia. Yeah, I found out it's 3,007 miles from Radford to Reading. So it was a long summer getting moved out here, getting my family out here. But we couldn't be happier. The people at Simpson have been great. The people of Reading, everybody we've come in contact with. My wife is teaching at Shasta College, and so we kind of represent both universities in town and certainly feel very much at home here in Northern California.
Well, you know, now that you're here and now that you're part of River Bowl, I'm going to challenge you.
Okay.
Let's get a football team at Simpson. That would be the next
Well, you know, we inaugurated a new president today, Dr. Doomer. He might be the guy you have to talk to first.
Talk to him, yeah. But anyway, thanks a lot for coming up and being part of our pregame here, and welcome to Reading, and we wish you the very best.
And I certainly appreciate it, and I'd be remiss not to talk about one thing is a new website that we have for our athletics department, SimpsonRedHawks.com, and all of our fans that are out there can follow, you know, all of our sports, all 12 varsity sports, and we're really very excited about it, and it's brand new, SimpsonRedHawks.com.
Wow, that'll be great. Well, again, Tom Galbraith, thank you, our new athletic director at Simpson. Thanks for coming and being part of it. And we're going to take a brief break here and go back to the check with our sponsors here for just about a moment. We'll be back in about a minute and 5 minutes left to kick off. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teams safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Welcome back to the River Bowl at the Hornet's Nest at Enterprise High School. The captains are coming out to for the coin toss. We're going to have a game in about 4 minutes, and we're just getting ready for a most exciting game. This is Ron Largent. I'm with Kyle DeFord. Kyle, it's good to have you here. I know that you played other sports at that other high school here, but it sure is good to have you. We're in for a great game tonight.
No, looking forward to it. Ron, glad to be with you. This is going to be a good one. You know, we've got two teams that are not too fond of each other, a lot of history. We're in the 23rd River Bowl. First one is in 1993, and we are getting ready for kickoff here.
It looks like, let's see, what's that coin toss? It looks... Shasta is going to receive it. We are looking at it down from the booth, and it looks like with Shasta receiving, we're going to be really in for an offensive show right off the bat. It's going to be a fast-moving ball game. We are waiting for the color guard to come out, and then we'll have the national anthem and be underway. Again, River Bowl, and by the way, Gary Moore is on assignment this week. He'll be back with us next week, but Gary had a prior commitment way back before the football season began, and we'll miss Gary, but we will have him next week. And now we're going to pause and listen as we see the national anthem, the American flag being brought out by our color guard. So we will pause for just a moment here during the national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have our color guard. Students from ASL class lighting will be introduced to the singing of our national anthem.
Have some Enterprise High School students singing tonight.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watch, were so gallantly streaming, and rockets red glare, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Well, there you have it. National anthem, and he was backed up by 9 Enterprise High School students doing sign language at that. That was very impressive, very touching. You know, I get a little choked up when I come to these games because we see the best of the best out here. And it's very encouraging to see that these young people, I mean, you could almost hear a pin drop in that audience, mm-hmm. all standing very, very respectful of the national anthem and the color guard. That's encouraging for me.
Absolutely.
So we're in for a very exciting game, and to give you a little bit of background in where we are in this particular situation today, we are experiencing a team. Both of these teams are going to be contenders for championship, and certainly Pleasant Valley. They're playing today, actually playing down at, against Foothill.
Yeah, a Foothill at Pleasant Valley tonight. Yep.
Tonight. But Pleasant Valley has beaten Shasta, and they have beaten Enterprise. Mm-hmm. So they're in the lead. But you never know. And high school football tonight, Pleasant Valley could go down. And by the way, we'll try to keep you posted on that score. But we're about ready for the kickoff. Here it goes, Kyle. Looks like Shasta's going to receive. Enterprise is getting ready to kick. Receivers are back for Shasta. Let's see. Here we go. You can hear the crowd getting excited here. Boy, they are excited. There's the kick. And right off the bat, out of bounds. Well, they want to keep it away from that the kick returner down there. And we'll be set. So what we're going to see here, Kyle, is we're going to see a very, very quick offense. The Shasta offense is known for its quickness. They're going to kick it over again, but I'm going to mention a little about the offense. They have developed a system to hike it within 1.5 seconds from the time that the official gives them the go sign. So the defense has to be set for that second play at the end of the first play. They can't wait. There's a no huddle, so they come out, they go directly into formation, and their play is very quick. Well, we're ready for that Enterprise kick, and here it comes again. And this time we're going to hope it's going to be inbounds. Two receivers back. Picks it up on about the 15th. He's moving out to the right there, down to down on about the 37-yard line. A good little gain on that. So Enterprise will take over. And who got that? Did you see who was receiver on that?
It looks like that was number 12. Looks like Ryan Dean on that one. We'll see Shasta's offense come out here. We've got over 320 yards rushing per game, as we mentioned before. They've got multiple threats on that offense. We're going to go run right away. And we've got it right up the middle, looks like, number 5.
Yeah, that's that quick handoff. They come out, Cantonese at quarterback, and he hands it off quick. He picked up about 7 yards on that. See, they come right back out there ready to go. There's a snap.
Yep.
It's off to the right tackle for a gain of about 3.
Yep. We had Hellier for a gain of 6 on first down, and then that looked like Kyle Mukel for a gain of 2. We're at 3rd and short here, and they're getting ready to snap it again.
There they go. Cantonese at... tailed back,
middle is going to be close to a first down. Depends where we got the spot. Looks like he got past, yeah, that last push there.
So the first down, 3 plays, they get the first down. Again, they come up, there's a no huddle, so they move right to the ball. Cantonese is in the shotgun position. Cantonese is moving to his left. He's got a wide open receiver.
Yeah.
Wide open. There he goes.
Beautiful.
That's it.
Play action pass. Throws down the left side to a wide open Kyle Mukel for a touchdown. That's just how you draw it up.
Well, that's it. You know, it was so fast that secondary couldn't get back there to cover that that wide receiver, and he went right down.
And you had 8 or 9 guys in the box. They're all cheating up to try and stop the run because they've run it 3 times in a row. The play action pass right over the top.
So we're ready for the point after with 11 minutes and 5 seconds left in the first quarter. And Shasta kicks the extra point, so we have 7-0 Shasta with 11 minutes left in the first quarter. That is a fast touchdown. You know, this is the way this game's going to be. So you and I are going to have a lot to cover here in a short time. I think we better take a quick break here while they reassemble. We'll be back in about a minute and get you up to date.
All right, thank you.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kia models. Plus KMF bonus cash.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Optima.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Forte.
0% plus 1000 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Soul.
And 0% and 750 KMF bonus cash on the all new 2016 Sorento.
And the 2015 Kia Soul and Sorento are highest ranked compact MPV and midsize SUV. For JD Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Every new Kia purchase comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes.
Discover the new Kia today at Redding Kia. On approval of credit plus tax license and dealer documentation charges, any government fees, any emission testing charges, subject to prior sale, ends 11-2-2015.
Discover the new Kia, Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Redding Kia is open 7 days a week. RedingKia.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
And we're back. Kick returned by Enterprise, returned only to the 14. Great coverage by Shasta, and we get a chance to see this Enterprise offense led by seniors Keaton Voorhees and Max Ostendorf. Ostendorf, 585 yards and 5 touchdowns this year. Voorhees over 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns.
Voorhees is a great quarterback, but Ostendorf's a great runner. Combination there.
Mm-hmm.
And when Enterprise has been on this year, they have been really effective on offense. So we're going to see what's happening. They're set up now with one man in the backfield. Flankers, 2 flankers out to the right. As Voorhees gets the ball, hands off, and it goes nowhere. And by the way, while we're talking about going nowhere, we got to see the Shasta defense last week shut down Paradise, and that in itself was quite an accomplishment. They are very quick.
Well, they want to play ball control. You know, they want to snap the ball as many times as they can, score as many points as they can, get ahead, and then step on your neck. And everything's going according to plan so far tonight.
There's Voorhees going back. He's running to his right. He's going for that pass. He's got a receiver out there, but guess what?
Interception.
Overthrew, interception. So we have an interception there on the 50-yard line. Great coverage on that secondary by Shasta. They moved back with the runner, kept their eye on the ball, the thing the safeties want to do. Now, Shasta is using a four-man. They were using a four-man line, linebackers, and then three safeties, and it worked. But their offense is ready to go.
Bailey Ramirez, number 20 on their interception at midfield. We're going to run it right away, right back to Hellyer up the middle, and he breaks loose. First down and more. Shaking tackle, still going, all the way down to the 25-yard line, rumbling.
Boy, the coaches will be talking about that. He got 15 yards after they got that first tackle on him.
That's one you watch on film, and the coach has a big smile on his face in the next practice.
They're up on the ball again. There's Cantonese, one man behind him, three flankers to the right, one to the left. There's the handoff coming around to the left. Not much room, but he's back up the line of scrimmage.
Gain of about one. Shasta taking their time a little bit. Looks like we've got a flag. We're moving back.
Okay, they've got a holding penalty on them. 10-yard penalty, so they're back to the 45-yard line. They're moving. That's a 45-yard line of Enterprise. They're back in the offense. Cadney's back, one behind him, and the running back behind him. Three to the right, one to the left. Receivers, quick snap. There it goes.
Play action, fumble. Fumble, Enterprise. Nope. Cadney's falls back on the fumble. Enterprise had a shot at that one.
They sure did. Good reaction by Cadney's. He's got number five. Who's behind
Hellyer? Yeah.
Hellyer is fast. You know, he's right behind Cadney's now. Their shotgun. Man in motion.
We got a run up the middle. That's number three. That's Muckle. And he stopped after a gain of about two.
What they did on that, they moved their movement was to the left side. Muckle delayed, took the handoff, and he went off right guard.
A lot of misdirection and deception. Got to stay home if you're on defense here. And we've got a treble option. Quarterback keeps it up the middle for about two more. We're going to have fourth and long for Shasta here.
Yeah, this Enterprise defense is not going to lay down and let them run up the middle. They're using, on that formation, the Enterprise are using four and four. Four down, four linebackers, and then three in the safeties.
So Shasta back to punt here. As we mentioned, over 300 yards rushing on offense. They averaged just over 100 yards passing, but they had the big play earlier, so you got to stay home on those. We've got a flag before the snap here, it looks like. Looks like we might have an illegal motion there. I think we had a timeout before the call there.
Timeout, so we will take a break and
we'll
be back with you in about 30 seconds.
All right.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended. Beauty doesn't have to be thirsty. Rethink your garden. Talk with plant experts and shop for drought-tolerant plants, California natives, and hard-to-find perennials. Members save 30% and non-members save 20% through November 14th. The Turtle Bay Nursery is open Fridays and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you miss the official sale, you can still take advantage of these great prices at the perfect time of year to plant. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
And here we are at the River Bowl, 8:49 left in the first quarter. Shasta's leading 7-0. Shasta's back to punt to Enterprise. They went no place on that last series of downs. Back punting will be, let's see, let's spot that number there. Number three?
It's like number nine. I believe that's quarterback Cattanese there. He punts it. We're out of bounds on the right sideline here, right around the 20.
So Enterprise is going to take over again. Their last series of downs where they had the interception. So Voorhees is looking to get things moving for Enterprise again. Shasta defense, as I mentioned earlier from last week's game with Paradise Valley, very quick defense also. They use four down linemen. They mix up their linebackers. They have three linebackers now and then three in the safety position.
Voorhees in the shotgun. Ostendorf next to him. Wide receiver wide to the right and the left. Man in motion, they hand to him. And he cuts back to the middle. We've got about a three-yard gain there.
What's happening with that defense of Shasta there is that they put their two cornerbacks out pretty wide, and they have to make the decision. Either they follow the receiver or they move in to stop that run, that sweep, which is exactly what they did that time.
Now we see Enterprise picking up the pace and going no huddle here, three wide to the right, nobody in the backfield.
Shasta's on a blitz. Voorhees is scrambling, and there he goes.
And he gets loose. First down, all the way down to the Enterprise 41-yard line. First down.
Remember what I said was the key with Shasta was what? Stopping Voorhees, right? That's exactly what the coaches told me they would want. That's the key. Stop exactly what he did there. He got a gain of, what, about 12 yards, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah, that was a design pass. We had a blitz. He sidestepped it nicely, cut up field, and picked up the first down.
So now Enterprise has four to the left, one to the right, nobody in the backfield besides Voorhees. That obviously looks like a pass play.
Ostendorf now to the backfield. And we're going to quick pass to the right. That's Cody Leftalt, and he's going to be tackled for about a 2 or 3 yard gain there.
And what happens there again, that cornerback was on him, was on Cody. And as soon as he saw the Voorhees start to turn to the right, Voorhees didn't look through his progression. He turned to the right. That cornerback moved right up on him, and so they made a, 3 yard gain?
Yeah, Bailey Ramirez with the tackle there.
He was right on it. Good action by the cornerbacks. It was a good, fast release by Voorhees, but it was given away.
And you can see early on the strategy here for Enterprise. They're in the shotgun four wide again. Man in motion, we hand to Ostendorf, and he's up the middle for about a gain of about three. We're going to have about third and four here. You can see early on they want to spread Shasta out, that stingy defense giving up less than 260 yards a game, and they're trying to create some space to make some plays.
But Ostendorf ran into the not only the four down linemen, but then in that formation that they're in, the two linebackers come up and get right in the middle. In fact, they were part of that blitz on the previous play.
So we've got three wide to the left, one to the right. Ostendorf in the shotgun set next to Voorhees. We're going to pass. Quick pass to the left. Slant. First down. Number 42, Joe Merkel, for a first down all the way down to the Shasta 44-yard line.
That's a hard play to defend. Merkel left his position as a wide receiver, went 10 yards, cut to the center. Voorhees was right on target.
Perfect pass. Here we see Enterprise in the hurry up again, getting the call from the sideline. Spread way out, five guys, four out to the right, one out to the left. Trying to keep Shasta from substituting on defense here. Voorhees with a pass, breaks loose. That's number 25. Max Ostendorf for a touchdown on the left side. Short little crossing route, and he takes it to the house, 44 yards for Enterprise.
Very nice play. He was lined up and in the backfield there, made a 5 yards, made the cut across the center. Voorhees got the ball, no time, just delivered, perfect pass.
Beautiful play call there. Voorhees saw the matchup. He liked Ostendorf, got a step, and that's all it took. We're going to line up here for the extra point. Snap, and it is good. We are tied 7-7. We will be right back in 30 seconds. You are listening to the River Bowl, number 23 on 1460 AM.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Bake and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
We're back at River Bowl with 6 minutes and 1 second left in the first quarter. We are tied. Shasta High School 7, Enterprise High School 7. This is a good game.
We are in for a good one here. Enterprise, as we mentioned before, the game wanting to mitigate the turnovers. We've already had one interception, but it did not come back to hurt them as the defense stood stout, got the punt back, and the offense went 80 yards for a touchdown, a 44-yard touchdown by Max Ostendorf. And we've got a kick return here. It's going to be out of bounds yet again, so we're going to line it up and do it one more time.
You know, Ostendorf is a great runner, and it obviously great runners have great speed, but we really got to see the speed on that. He just flat out ran that safety of Shasta.
Yeah, Enterprise is going to go as far as the two seniors can take them. Obviously, that's what makes the offense go, Voorhees and Ostendorf. We've also got a couple other guys that have to be accounted for. Number 10, Cody Abney, and number 20, Will Asnikar, a senior and a junior, respectively, will get some touches tonight. But no time to catch our breath here. Shasta's lined up. And it looks like a run to Hellier on the right side. No, it looks like a misdirection.
And what happens there is that Cadney's gets it. The first man goes to the front, goes to forward, right to the front of the line. Second man around gets the ball and went off tackle. And it was a good play, just didn't get that yardage they wanted.
Most plays you see Shasta run, they're going to have two or three options or the option for the quarterback to keep the ball. Hard enough for us to see who's got it up here. Can't imagine how hard it is for them to know who's got the ball, much less tackle them down there.
That's for sure. Everything's moving so fast. Enterprise is now in a five-man. They have 5 men up front. They were using 3 linebackers on that.
Looks like we've got a penalty on Enterprise. They're marching it up to past midfield. Waiting for the call on that one. Shasta's going to have 1st and 10 on the Enterprise 46.
And they're ready to go. Cadenese is back. There's that man in motion. Cadenese moving to his left. He's got the man open.
Oh! Had a man open, slightly overthrew him. Number 42, dove for the ball. That's Alex Schneider. Just a little bit overthrown. Would have been a fantastic catch, but very similar to the touchdown play before. Roll out to the left, play action.
So that receiver is coming from the right side, coming across the field. He was wide open again.
And no time to rest here. We're going to snap. Oh, no, we've got a flag. And
too many on the field.
Yep.
That Enterprise lineman was trying to get off. He couldn't get quite enough speed to get off.
That's what you see it in college. You've even got a team doing it in the pros and high school teams doing it as well. That hurry up, keep you from substituting, keep those guys tired, and get 12 men on the field.
You know,
sometimes,
while they're moving down and taking advantage of that 5-yard penalty, you know, this is like college football. These offenses are pro offenses. They look so great, and they work.
Yeah, the level of sophistication you see in high school offenses now is just light years what it used to be. I'm not that old, and I can remember when you lined it up and ran the option left, and then you ran it right, and maybe you passed on 3rd and long.
That's it. not the case now. Cadney's back, one behind him, man in motion, handoff to the man in motion coming around to the left. Cut, but that linebacker came up from Enterprise. Good job on the part of the defense on Enterprise there. Prevented that first down.
That's number 42, the senior Schneider, again on the carry. Looks like
he just did get enough on the first down around
the left side there.
He just got through there by about a foot, made that. They're ready to go again. Cadney's back, man in motion.
He's going to keep it. Throwing deep down the right side. Oh, what a catch. What a catch on the 1-yard line, diving catch. We've got a 1st and goal for Shasta.
What that was a very obvious play. He had his wide receiver all the way over on the sideline.
Got a flag here coming back.
Oh, boy.
Too bad. That's an amazing play.
It was. He was streaking down the right. Cadney rolled out to the right and hit perfect pass. So it's too bad they had to call that back. But that was a beautiful play.
And we can see Shasta, obviously, with over 300 yards a game, they want to run the ball, but they are getting time to pass on those play actions. Every pass has been a play action thus far. They are getting time to pass, and they're getting single coverage down the field, so they're going to have options to make plays. Going to be 1st and very long here. Looks like Hellier up the middle. Nope, it's going to be we're going to have a run again by Schneider there, and he gets upended after a gain of 2. That's a tough way to get 2 yards there. We're going to have a 2nd and about 20.
And that offense is so sophisticated. He's got 3 backs that come in front of Cadney's before he hands off.
Man in motion again. Cadney's hands. No, he's going to pass out to the right. That's Smuckle again, and he's going to be wrapped up. Nice open field tackle, a gain of one. We're going to have third and long here.
And Enterprise is reacting very, very quickly to this fast offense. They move over it, and they only have, they're using four down linemen now to cover the passes.
It is that read and react. We've got a run up the middle, and he's not going to get it. We're going to get a gain of about three here. It's going to be fourth down on the 40-yard line.
What we're seeing is that the Enterprise line is responding very, very nicely to the running game of Shasta. It's going to cause a strategy change, I think, here before long.
Just about how you want it to go so far as Enterprise. Your defense is hanging tough. You've made a big play on offense. You've forced a couple punts. Shasta in for the punt. He kicks it from about the 45. It's going to be an angled punt out of bounds, and we'll see where they spot it. It's going to be inside the 20. Let's take a station break here for 30 seconds. We'll be right back with River Bowl 23 on KCNR 1460.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teens safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, we're back at River Bowl. Enterprise took over after the punt went out of bounds. Their first play was a fumble, but they recovered it. So it's second and 10. Looks like about second and 15, though, really, now.
Yeah, we had first and 10 on the 15. They fumbled, but were able to get on it in their own zone. Lucky for them. We're going to have second and long here, and they're spreading them out again. Rolling to the right, looking deep. And it gets out of trouble. Now running left, a lot of green in front of him. He's going to, take a hit down there. And we're going to, that's about a 14-yard scramble. Shasta's saying they have it. Sideline going nuts over there on the far side of the field. And we're still waiting for the signal. And still no signal. Yeah, looks like Shasta's got it. We've got the offense out here. No time to waste.
Boy, Boris was looking good on that. Too bad he had to lose it at the end there.
Yeah, he took a big hit there. Shasta snaps. He rolls out to the left. Going deep, and he overthrows the senior Schneider there. A little bit overthrown.
Boy, they were all over Katniss. That defense is, they were almost in a blitz formation there, and he was running an off balance when he threw that. That was a risky
first
pass.
First pass play Shasta's run tonight where he's been under intense pressure, and you could see it affected the throw a little bit. We're going to go second and 10 here. Snap, and we're going to hand to, looks like Hellier up the middle again. Absolutely stuffed, nowhere to go. Enterprise, third and 10 now.
We can see a pattern developing here. If Enterprise continues this, Shasta's not going to be able to run up the middle like they were doing there at the very beginning. So they're back. Can they? He's one player back.
Play action again. Over the middle, and that's caught for a touchdown. That's number 3, Muckle, on another play-action pass. Beautiful throw.
Yeah, what he did there, he went down about 10 yards and then cut across the center, and Kennedy saw him, and he actually got the ball over the defender, and Muckle was about 5 yards behind him.
Nice touch pass there by Kennedy. Second touchdown pass of the night, both on crossing routes there.
So they're ready for the point after, 13-7. It's soon to be 14 if they make this point after.
Brennan Cowson in for the extra point, and it looks like it's good.
So 14-7, Shasta, 2 minutes and 44 seconds left in the first quarter, and we'll be back in about 1 minute.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Enterprise with the kick return here out to the 35. We're going to have first and 10, down 7-14 in River Bowl 23. Ron Largent here with Kyle DeFore. We are looking at first and 10 here on the 35.
And we're seeing a very fast-moving game already. Shasta is doing what they've done so well in the past. They've moved quickly, but Enterprise is hanging in there. In fact, Enterprise had, if they hadn't had that fumble, the score may not be quite like it is right now.
Great field position for Shasta after the fumble near their own 30-yard line on the last possession. Voorhees now in the shotgun. He's going to run the option. He keeps it himself, fakes, stiff arm up the middle for a tough 4 yards. Going to have second and 6 here.
That's the first time we've seen him do that that option and then hold on to it. He does a nice job on that. Gets those defenders off, and then he cuts up field. It was a good play. It gained about 5 yards.
So we're going to go with a no-huddle here. Two wide to the left, two wide to the right. Austin Dorf in the backfield with Voorhees in the shotgun. Here comes the blitz from Shasta, and we've got a screen pass. And he's going to be down to about the 43 or 44-yard line. It's going to be a first down for Enterprise.
That was a nice screenplay. He waited. He didn't hurry. He just took his time and had that receiver get open and hit him, and that was it, first down.
So here we go again. Enterprise again in the semi-hurry up here. Doesn't snap it quite as quick as Shasta, but trying to keep him from substituting and spreading him out on just about every play here. Shotgun run to Ostendorf up the middle on the draw. Going to get about 3.5-4 yards, and we've got a flag. Might be a face mask on that one.
You know, what we're seeing in Ostendorf is what we've seen these last few games. He has a lot. He has a burst of speed. He comes through that line. It looks like he's got his motor running already.
Well, and he's coming in at 100. He's listed at 185, but he looks all of that and more. He's breaking tackles, carrying guys. And these aren't the little guys. These are linemen and linebackers. He's usually getting yards after contact on right. Just about every run.
Yeah, and he's a good runner. We have seen in this league, excellent quarterbacks, and we have seen some excellent running backs. And this game is a good example of exactly that. We're ready to go.
Yeah, we are right up to the line here, first and 10 after marking it down. They are on the 37-yard line of Shasta after the penalty. Three wide to the left. Ostendorf in the backfield again with Voorhees, one to the right. Snapping a fake run, and he's tied up in the backfield, and we're going to have a 2-yard loss. Shasta swarming to the ball there.
And what's happening there are those linebackers, they see the opening there, and they're overpowering just by numbers because they actually put four down linemen and four linebackers. The four linebackers come in there quickly.
And that looked like a design run. He pulled the ball down as soon as he didn't hand it off. I don't think there was an option to pass on that one, so nowhere to go. We're looking at second and about 13 actually here.
Four receivers to the left, one to the right. Voorhees back by himself. Takes the snap, going to pass, getting rushed. He's getting charged.
He's going to pass it. Oh, he overthrows it, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Shasta at about the 30-yard line.
Boy, again, great coverage. The cornerback was anticipated that play, moved just perfectly in front of the ball.
And I couldn't tell. It looked like number 20, Ramirez, again there. That would be his second interception of the game. Ball overthrown, had a man open. Threw it right to the defense there, unfortunately.
Shasta's up on the ball, ready to go. They're with their offense. 1 second, there's the hike.
And we're going to have Hellier up the middle. Nope. No, we've got the end run around the end there, and for no gain. Looks like it's number 42, Schneider, the senior, again there. We're going to have, well, a gain of about a yard, yard and a half. We're going to have second and a long 8. And there's Hellier over the right side. He's going to get about two.
We want to give a little bit of credit to Enterprise defense. They're coming up on that line as quickly as the offensive line of Shasta. They're ready to go. They're fast.
They have been stout thus far. The yards per carry is well under 5 yards.
And we have a quarter break here. It's seven. It's Shasta 14, Enterprise 7. We're going to take about a 60-second break and be right back with you.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Kyle DeFore here on 1460 AM with Ron Largent at River Bowl 23. Shasta's got the ball on the 46-yard line as we start play here in the second quarter. It's about third and one after the short run here. Cadney's in the backfield with one back, man in motion to the right. He's going to hand to Hellier over the right side. He breaks the tackle. Nice move to the left, and he's going to get a first down there almost to midfield.
Yeah, he went outside tackle on that, and the Enterprise wasn't ready for that. Their linebackers were too much on the over on the right side there.
Another faked up the middle and a hand to Schneider on the left side. Nowhere to go. He's going to maybe lose half a yard or get no gain there. We're going to have second and long. A quick update for those of you, the other big game tonight, undefeated Pleasant Valley hosting Foothill tonight, up 28-7 currently.
With 6:39 left in the first half.
Play action pass there by Shasta. Overthrown, looked like it might have been a little bit of miscommunication. Zigged when he should have zagged. We're going to have third and 10 here.
What we're seeing from this Enterprise defensive setup is that they are moving their linebackers. They're four down and then four linebackers, and they're moving both laterally.
Got a fake to the right, screen to the left. He's got blockers in front and all kinds of room. It's Schneider, and he's down to the 30-yard line. Gain of about 18 yards on a beautifully designed play. Fake to the right, screen to the left.
Now, what happened on that one, Kyle? There wasn't a defender on that side of the field.
Everybody bit on that fake. We had a rollout to the right. Everyone followed him. He threw the screen back over his shoulder to the left, had two linemen in front. They're Enterprise lucky that one did not go to all the way to the end zone.
I thought when I saw those blockers in front, I thought that was going to be a touchdown. Very well-designed play because he took the entire line and the linebackers all to the moving to the right there.
Shasta back up on the line here. One man in the backfield. We're going to do a play-action pass, and he's throwing deep down the middle. He's got him wide open for another touchdown. Third touchdown pass of the night. That's Kyle Muckle. Cattanese slicing and dicing the Enterprise defense. We are at 20-7 Enterprise getting ready. Sorry, at 20-7 Shasta getting ready for the extra point here.
Yeah, and what a beautiful play. Again, Muckle on the left went down, just got about a 15-yard move and then cut across to the center of the field and was right on target.
Spread him out. Four guys running a go route hit him right up the seam on the left side. Nobody within 3 yards of him. Extra point is good, and Shasta goes up 21-7. We'll take a short break here. You are listening to River Bowl 23 on AM 1460 and KNCR1460.com.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to 1460 AM. We are live at the Hornet's Nest at Enterprise High School. Shasta up 21-7 in River Bowl 23 here. Shasta keen to avenge their 41-0 loss last year, but this is a different Shasta team and a different Enterprise team. Catanese with three touchdown passes already. Shasta known for their juggernaut running offense, but it's been their quarterback who's been slicing them up.
21-7, 11 minutes and 10 seconds left in the second quarter. Shasta is showing us what we thought they would show us. But Enterprise defense is not, they haven't been playing dead. It's just great passes.
We have seen, as we said, over 300 yards a game. As we've got the kickoff here, is going to be a returned out to about the 22-yard line by Enterprise. We got a flag on the field. Shasta, you know they want to run the ball over 300 yards a game, just over 100 yards passing. Enterprise obviously coming in tonight trying to make them win with the pass, and Catanese is obliging them right now as he's got three touchdowns.
Well, what's happening, and we'll see what happens in the second half. The coach is going to be talking about this, but they're allowing the wide receiver, the one right out on the sideline, to just go down there basically undefended. And this is the third time it's happened. He gets wide open, and obviously it's a catch-up for the defender, which is hard for them to do.
We've got a penalty here. They're going to march it all the way back to the 15, so it's going to be first and 10 for Enterprise on the 15-yard line. And, yeah, as you were saying, Ron, they're getting single coverage down the field because they're selling out to stop that running offense, and they just have not been able to stop the pass. Man in motion here for Voorhees. He's going to hand to, looks like, Ostendorf. And he's going to be wrapped up after a short gain. Another flag on the field here.
Ostendorf came off of the left tackle, made a couple of good moves there, but linebackers moved in very quickly.
Yeah, that hole closed quickly. We'll see what the penalty is here. Plenty of penalties so far. A little bit sloppy tonight, but... That's going to be against Shasta, 15 yards.
Boy,
that looked like a personal foul of some kind. And we're going to have first and 10 Enterprise. And that gets them out of the shadow of their own goalposts.
And what we're noticing with the Shasta defense is what we saw last week, though, even though they got a penalty on that, they are moving very quickly to the ball. Mm-hmm. And their whole, the entire defensive alignment up front, including the linebackers, move very quickly to the ball.
Great team defense by Shasta, holding teams under 13 points a game. We've got a quick pass to the left. That's number four, Jacob Bowen for Enterprise. The senior on the quick pass, he's going to get about 6 or 7 yards. We're going to have second and short.
And what happened there, Ryan Denham, who is he was actually a defensive right end. He came back around behind the runner to catch him there. Good defensive play.
Great team speed by Shasta. You can see they just swarmed to the ball. Enterprise trying to keep him off balance here. Shotgun quick pass to the right. That's number 42. Joe Merkel again, and he's going to have a first down. Some nice moves there out to midfield.
That was very nice. Now, what happened there with that defense on Enterprise, on Shasta, was that they were looking to cover to their right and left that left side open.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly where the pass went.
Enterprise trying to keep them honest with the run, but spreading them out just about every play, trying to create some space to mitigate that Shasta speed. Voorhees in the shotgun again here. We're going to hand Ostendorf up the middle. He's going to break tackles. Beautiful spin move. He breaks loose. That's a 14-yard run and a beauty by Ostendorf, making guys miss. Yeah. Cutting, spinning.
That spin, that was the fastest spin we've seen this season by any of the runners. That was an ESPN highlight spin.
That was a Carlos Hyde first game of the 49ers season spin move there.
That was beautiful.
For those of us long-suffering 49er fans out there.
Yes. But he got to the linebackers, he was almost gone.
Yeah. He almost took that to the house, had one man to beat, and they tripped him up. Coming right out of that spin.
I think that's the first time in this game we've seen that quickness on his part.
Best run of the game so far, yeah. And we've got another penalty here.
did not get the playoff. We're going to march it back 5 yards. Enterprise.
They're hurting themselves again, like with the fumble by Voorhees. Voorhees is a good quarterback. He handles himself very well. He stays back there. He goes through his progressions. And, of course, with five receivers like he has right now, he's got a lot of options.
Got a man in motion. Ostendorf is going to get handed the ball on the, over the right side, and they wrap him up. No, he breaks loose again. Spins, stiff arms, breaks it back left. He's first down and more. He's out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Give him the ball and watch him go. Ostendorf does it again.
Boy, that is that's impressive. He made some moves there, and the defender was just left in his tracks.
I mean, this kid is fun to watch. If you are not doing anything else tonight, it is only the second quarter. Come down here and watch a fantastic football game. We've got a capacity crowd. Shasta turning out a fantastic crowd as the visiting team here. We've got a first and 10 Enterprise. They're going to hand again. No, it's a fake. Voorhees going to keep it. Run around the left side. He's at the 10, and he's inside the 10-yard line. First and goal. Beautiful fake by Enterprise.
Yeah, Voorhees got that defense. They ran right past him. Very good job on the part of the quarterback. He faked. And I followed the runner. I thought he had the ball, and Voorhees took it to the left, and it's wide open.
Both teams love to use that misdirection. Everybody following Ostendorf and Hank, can you really blame him after the last couple runs? But Voorhees had a lot of green in front of him. We got first and goal on the 9. And we're going to hand. It looks like Ostendorf. No, Voorhees going to keep it, and it's going to be no gain, stacked up. Right at the line, stout defense by Shasta.
Voorhees is taking the snap from center and just Ford moves ahead. He's a big kid, and he's got the strength. So we have a timeout, so we'll
be... Let's take a 60 here, and we'll be right back with River Bowl 23 on KCNR 1460.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great-tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best-tasting spring water in the world.
Grab your little ghouls and goblins and join us for a Halloween-themed night of family fun at Spooktoberfest at Turtle Bay's McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens on October 23rd. Kids of all ages will enjoy a special Myths and Legends animal show, a no-host beer garden for adults, and a root beer garden for kids. Wear a costume for a chance to win a special prize. Plus, bring a blanket or chairs to watch Bugs Bunny's Halloween special on the outdoor screen. Tickets are just $5 per person or $25 for a family pack. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Short run by Ostendorf there. We've got third and goal at the 8-yard line, 7-yard line for Enterprise, threatening to cut into this Shasta lead here. Or he's going to throw slant pattern. Touchdown, Enterprise. Jacob Bowen on the slant. 21-13. Shasta, we're getting ready for the extra point. Beautifully executed play, Ron.
Yeah, it was nice. He had three receivers to the right, one to the left. And he looked very quickly to the right and turned. And by that time, Bowen had 5 yards and cut across that center.
Textbook quarterbacking there. Look off the defense. Quick pass. Not enough time to react. And a great catch by Bowen there. In for the extra point here is Enterprise, and we are good. It is 21-14. Shasta getting ready for the kickoff. We will be right back in 30 seconds. You are listening to River Bowl 23 on KCNR 1460.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave service women. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
21-14 here. Shasta leads at the Hornets Nest in River Bowl 23, getting ready for the kickoff. Quick update for all of you PV and Foothill fans out there. Foothill has just scored to bring it to 28-14 in Pleasant Valley. Fight, fight, fight on Foothill.
Enterprise about ready to kick. Shasta's better back to receive.
Short kick looks like it's going to go out of bounds, and it is. We're going to re-kick here. Trying to do that short squib kick to keep Schneider from being able to run it back, and we've had it go out of bounds a few times here. Enterprise hanging tough here. Two impressive drives. Trying to keep from... They've already had three turnovers, but only 7 points by Shasta off the turnovers. So they've been lucky in that respect. Two interceptions and a fumble for Enterprise thus far, but they are right in it here. 21-14. Shasta's going to start here at about the... Well, let's see where they put it here. They're going to take it at the 35. First and 10.
Capney's back at tailback. Handoff. Round to the left.
Schneider three, around the left side. Three. Breaks the tackle. And still carrying, guys. Breaks loose here. Runs through traffic. And he's got nobody in front of him. Oh, he breaks one tackle. Oh, and he finally brought him down. Bowen saves the touchdown at the 12-yard line. What a run by Schneider.
And what a save. Boy, that was a... He was tackled there and stopped, and he kept going. Those legs kept churning away.
All kinds of traffic.
Broke open.
Man.
Great run.
Got first and 10 on the 12-yard line. Enterprise happened to hurry to even get back on their side of the ball. Shasta wanted to snap it, and I think we've got a timeout.
Boy, we saw that was a very fast play developing because he got clear of the defense just a matter of seconds.
First real big run for Shasta tonight. They run that sweep with Schneider around the left side a couple times to no success, and that time all kinds of traffic, and he just would not go down.
And when they can block out those Enterprise linebackers, that's what made the difference because he just flat out ran the cornerback and got into the safety was the fellow that brought him down.
Yeah, you can really see the speed there once they get to the edge. Enterprise wanting to bottle him up and make him run through lanes in the middle of the field, but they got around the corner that time for a big gain, and they are threatening again here. We are partway through the second quarter here, and Shasta threatening to go up by two scores yet again. Enterprise trying to hang tough.
Shasta in the hurry-up offense. Cadney's back.
And we've got a run by Hellier up the middle.
That's the first time Hellier's had some open space up that center.
It has been tough going for He's number fast. Five so far tonight. Looks like he got about five there. And Shasta, as always, wasting no time, waiting for the spot to go down, and they want to snap it as soon as they can. We've got a timeout here. We're going to take a 30-second break and be right back with you here on KCNR 1460, River Bowl 23.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
We are back here on 1460 and www.kcnr1460.com, live around the world. This is River Bowl 23, Shasta at Enterprise. Shasta threatening up 21-14, but they are inside the 10-yard line, second and about five or six here, second and about a long five at the 7-yard line. So they can get a first down without getting a touchdown. Enterprise trying to get a turnover or at least hold them to a field goal here.
7:58 left in the first half. This has been an exciting first half, and quite frankly, Shasta has been dominating in one respect, but Enterprise has been doing a great job of holding them back.
Yeah, we have seen mostly drives and, strangely enough, pass plays here for the touchdowns. We got a pass play there by Catanese. He's going to be, that's to Hellier. He's only about a 2-yard gain, stood up immediately by the stout Enterprise defense on that play. We're going to have third and about three.
That cornerback, I believe that was a safety. It moved in to cover that. Beautiful coverage on that. Here goes Shasta again, the quick offense.
It's going to be Schneider around that corner on the edge. Same play as the long one, and that's a touchdown. Untouched to the left side. They might have found something there.
He is quick. They did not even touch him on that.
Beautiful design play. He just runs that sweep to the left, and when he sees the opportunity, cuts it right upfield. We are 27-14. Shasta getting ready for the extra point here.
This is Alex Schneider, right?
Yes.
He's doing so well. Boy, we haven't seen him before. He's 5'9", 170. He is a senior. Here's the point after, and it looks to be good. So we have a 28-14 ball game, 7:47 left. You want to keep it right here for just a moment and talk a little about what we're seeing here. Your impression now, Kyle, you haven't seen Shasta play before.
I have not seen Shasta yet this year. I've been really impressed by the quarterback play. Catanese is really making great decisions. We've seen some nice play calling by the Shasta sideline, picking their spots with the passes that they are getting open receivers. The plays are there for Shasta as Enterprise is trying to sell out to stop the run. It's just a matter of if they're going to be able to contain them and maybe get a couple big plays on defense to turn the tide here and bring it back to close that 14-point gap there.
Yeah, and with that two-touchdown disadvantage, they're going to have to play catch-up. But what's happened with the previous games this year with Shasta is that the fast, the quick offense, and the speed of the team, both on offense and defense, has just worn down other teams. We're going to see if Enterprise can hang in there this second half.
They want to snap the ball as many times, run as many plays as they can. Obviously, that only works if you're getting first downs. Otherwise, you're just punting faster. But we have seen them drive the ball consistently down the field. They've only had one drive where they've had more than one big play.
Yeah.
That last one there with Schneider, it's been the passing game tonight as Enterprise tries to keep them from running on them, and Catanese has obliged them with three touchdown passes.
But we're seeing the speed of Shasta and whether or not Enterprise can catch them. Here goes the kickoff.
Going to be fielded there by number three, Gibson. He's going to cut it upfield to about the 25, still on his feet, and he's wrapped up. Nice tackle there by Shasta.
So now we'll see if Voorhees can pull out another good play, a good run, or an option. He handles himself very well. This is the first time I've seen him play this year. Of course, we read about him up front that he's a very capable athlete, a very good athlete, and a very good quarterback. So here we'll see.
Important drive here for Enterprise, not just to close that 14-point gap, but to give their defense a chance to catch their breath. Shasta just keeps punching when they're on offense, so it's important to keep that defense on the sideline for Enterprise as long as they can. We've got a pass here, and he is wrapped up in the background. That is going to be a sack. Looks like a sack by number 57 for Shasta.
Yeah, he was. Defender came right off of right defensive end, and nobody touched him, and there he was right on Voorhees.
And pressure right on top of him. That's number 57, Elijah Sayaz, on the sack there, and he had company. So we're going to have second and longer. It's going to be about second and 15 here for Enterprise. In the shotgun, Voorhees hands to Ostendorf. He cuts right, tries to bring it back upfield, and he is wrapped up almost immediately for a one-yard gain. We're going to have third and long.
Now, Shasta's offense is very creative, but now we're seeing a very creative defense on the part of Shasta. Mm-hmm. They have the four down linemen, and then what they're basically doing is they're putting four roving linebackers. And that's what they're doing to either blitz or to stop Ostendorf because they're moving over to catch that run.
And that defense with such great stats, as we alluded to earlier, they swarm to the ball, hard to get big plays on there. We've really only had the one big play by Enterprise, had the Ostendorf on that crossing route on the passing play where he got a step and took it all the way to the house. Third and long here for Voorhees. Ostendorf circles around to the right. We're going to run option. And pitches to Ostendorf, and he cuts all the way back to the left side of the field. Nowhere to go in Enterprise. He looked like he might have had a little bit of room there, but Shasta quickly closes that hole. We're going to have fourth and long.
It almost looked like he ran into his own man there, catching up with him.
He cut it back and had room to go, and it looked like his own offensive lineman was surprised to see him coming his way.
That's right. We've not seen this kind of defense. Look at those roving. I mean, they're moving all over the place. Mm-hmm. That's hard for an offense to figure out what's going on. So they're using four down linemen, five now, and everybody else is moving around in the backfield.
A lot of moving parts on offense and defense for Shasta. So we're going to see the punt here by Enterprise, and it is a pretty good one. He's all the way back to the – it's going to stop at about the 37 for Shasta there. We're going to have a change of possession. We'll take a short station break here. You are listening to River Bowl 23 on KCNR 1460.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
While we were away, Shasta not wasting any time with an incomplete pass on a play action play. We're going to have second and 10 here from the 36-yard line. And we're going to run it. It's going to be Hellier around the right side. He makes one man miss, cuts it back upfield. He's going to be, breaks another tackle. Carrying, guys, still not going down. And they finally blow it dead. I don't think they ever finally did get him down. Hellier running like a man possessed on that play.
That was beautiful. He got it. It's a 12-yard run. He just kept going. He looked like that Stanford tailback last night, if you saw that game on Stanford. Boy, that Hellier is really a strong runner.
Schneider sweeps to the left again, and Enterprise is on top of it this time. Maybe half a yard, if at anything at all, on that one. Nice defense by Enterprise.
A little bit of difference there in that Schneider run that time in the previous one. Not quite as quick coming off the ball.
Had a lead blocker there, but it didn't matter. There's Katniss. He's going to play action pass to the right, and he short arms it a little bit. That one's going to bounce to the receiver. Incomplete. We're going to have about third and 9.5 here.
That's the first time we've seen Hellier carry tacklers with him, and he carried him 5 yards. And they never did get him completely down.
Yeah, I think he might have stepped out of bounds, or they just called his forward progress down. We've got third and long here at Katniss with one man in the backfield. Now Hellier splits out right, and they're going to blow it dead. Looks like we might have had a movement on the line there.
But what Chess is doing is they're mixing up their offensive setups, and it's throwing off Enterprise. They don't know whether they're going right or left or deep, and it's working so far.
Big play here for Enterprise. They've got third and long. Defense needs to get off the field to get the ball back. This would be a big stop for them to keep the game close. Cadenez has got one man in the backfield with him, one out to the side. We've got another flag here. Yellow flags all over the place tonight. Encroachment on the defense. That's a...
So we're back to where we were two downs ago.
Push us back to third down and nine, long nine here. Shasta right up to the line. And looks like a play action again. Katniss avoids a rusher. Splits out right, and he's got the first down, and all the way down to the 37-yard line. Nice run there.
That's the first time we've seen Katniss run tonight. He put on some speed there.
Made about three guys miss.
And he got around the cornerback, and then he turned it up and got another 5 yards.
Nice
run.
Run there, yeah. Got a man in motion to the left end. We're going to blow it dead again. Shasta with all kinds of hiccups here on this drive. Can't get out of their own way. Another false start for Shasta. We're all first and 15.
That's the one problem with that quick offense. You know, you get up on that line, if one lineman moves a bit, just getting set, it's a penalty.
Got to have everybody on the same wavelength. We're going to go first and 15 here. We snap again. Looks like it's going to be Hellier to the right side. He cuts right, breaks a tackle, and he's brought down from behind. About a gain of about five. We're going to have second and 10 here.
Hellier's a strong runner. He's finding his holes. He's running over a couple of defenders.
Haven't seen the first guy get him down yet. We're going to fake to Hellier pass. Oh, and that one is... Might have been deflected there at the line.
It looked like it. The linebacker came through there. The right defensive end might have got his hand up there in the way of the ball.
Looked like Ostendorf on the rush there, one of the Enterprise's two-way players there.
Again, he's got the speed.
And Shasta not wasting any time. We're going to line it up again. One wide to the right, one wide to the left. We're going to hand to Hellier. No, it's a fake. We're going to pass over the middle. And the receiver...
We've got a flag on the play. Receiver not even looking at the ball.
Looks like interference on that, I think.
Yeah, it looks like he might have grabbed a jersey there. I think we're going to have pass
something slowed that receiver down.
Yeah.
You could almost see that all of a sudden he went in slow motion. Like they
might have been a touchdown-saving penalty there. That might have been why he grabbed the jersey, because he had a step on him. Don't know if he would have been able to make the catch without the interference, but we're going to have first and 10 for Shasta regardless.
So Kapanese moves back, takes his time, and just kind of floats that ball over. And then the receivers are running under the ball. And up until that time, it worked. But that's where the interference came in.
Yeah, we've seen most of the passes have been over 10 yards. And quite a few longer passes tonight by Shasta. Trying to keep Enterprise honest so they can run the ball. We're going to hand up the middle. That's Hellyer again. He cuts right, and he's going to have about a 7 or 8 yard gain.
He's coming through that center very quick. He's all the way to the linebackers before they even started touching.
We were seeing good blocking here by Shasta, possibly wearing down that Enterprise defense. They've been on the field quite a bit of this second quarter.
Now those holes are opening, and Hellyer got 10 yards, or what did he got? 8 yards on that gain.
And we are seeing Schneider, their running back here, limping off the field to the left for Shasta. So we're going to have a substitution here. He's had some big plays for them and a touchdown already tonight, so we'll see how they do with him dropping out of the lineup. We've got a run to the left. No, it's up the middle. That looks like number 81.
He went right off of tackle. He took the handoff a couple yards to the left and then right up off tackle. There they go again.
That's senior Justin Drake on the carry there. And we're going to pass to the corner here. He throws him a jump ball. What a catch! No. Are we saying it's a catch? No, we're saying it's incomplete. Looked like a phenomenal catch on a fade route there.
Right in the corner. It sure did look like a catch, but I guess he just got through his hands.
That's Josh Wood, the 6'4 senior, towering over the defense over there. They threw him the fade route, but he evidently was not able to get feet down in there. Had the ball, would have been a great catch, but we're going to have second and 10 here from about the 11-yard line, so not really second and goal, but it might as well be.
For our listeners that are Cal fans, that was a Jared Goff pass. Just hit the corner and have the receiver go up and get it.
Let him go up and get it, right? You've got a fake here. No, it's going to be Hellyer to the right. He cuts it back to the middle, and not much there. Maybe two or three fighting for yards.
Probably would have been better to continue on around the right sweep.
Yeah, he might have had a little room there. He's wanting to cut it back upfield right back into the teeth of that defense. We're going to have third and about 8 here. And it looks like we might have a timeout by Shasta. Let's take a short 30-second break here. You're listening to River Bowl 23 on KCNR 1460.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Welcome back to River Bowl 23 on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Kyle DeFore here with Ron Largent at the Hornet's Nest.
We have 2:53 left in the first half. We have a great game here. It's a 28-14 game with Shasta up on top. Shasta looking to, they're threatening to score again. Their speed is starting to show up. I think it could be wearing down on Enterprise.
Enterprise defense on the field quite a bit here this second quarter. Kapanese takes the snap. No, we've got another penalty, probably another false start. That's about the third or fourth penalty on this drive for Shasta. Hasn't slowed him down there at the 10-yard line, but they're making them do a little extra work here. Oh, no, we've got a defensive penalty.
That was
here,
the right guard.
Oh,
right?
We had encroachment,
guard.
Yes.
He moved. Kapanese got called that signal a little bit different than he did previously, and it threw off that.
Aaron Rodgers-esque hard count there, drawing
there
the guys outside.
That's it.
Even fooled the announcers up here.
That's right. So now they are on the 4-yard line.
Looks like about third and 4. They can get a first down without getting a touchdown, but
That first down marker is right at the 1 yard line. We've got Wood spread out to the left again, the 6'4 wide receiver in single coverage. We'll see if they try to go to him again or if they try to run the ball. Hellier in the backfield. Cadenese hands to him. He runs right. And he is wrapped up at the 5 yard line. Nowhere to go. Maybe a yard gain down to the 4. We're going to have 4th and 3. Let's see what Shasta wants to do here.
Yeah, the linebackers moved over along with the safeties over to the left side to stop that run, anticipating he'd come around the right side, which is exactly what he did.
And we've got another timeout here for Shasta. Let's take another short 30-second break. It's River Bowl 23 on KCNR 1460.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our community for a great summer season and invite everyone to come enjoy our newly expanded fall beer selection. Bake and bake pizzas, daily deli specials under $5, and fresh-made breakfast every day. Our family has been part of Shasta County since the 1930s, and we're proud to advertise our local business on local radio. Come shop with your friends and neighbors at Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
We are back here. Decision time for Shasta. 4th and 3 on the 4th and about 3.5 on the 5 yard line of Enterprise. Looks like we're going to line it up and kick the field goal. It's going to be Brennan Cowson, who is 4 for 4 on extra points tonight. This is about an extra point distance wise here, Ron.
It is, and we have 2:31 left in the half. This will be a big kick.
Oh, it's a fake. And we've got a pass. Yes! Touchdown, touchdown, Shasta on the fake. Beautiful play call. Cat and knees held it for the kick, then pulled it back like Lucy in Peanuts. Rolls to the right and throws for the touchdown.
Very, very beautifully executed play. That's the first time we've seen that on the part of Shasta this year. Obviously, Enterprise had not seen it because that was a beautiful play. 34-14, ready for the kick.
Perfectly executed. The throw was right on the money. He caught it, dove over the goal line. Nothing the defense could do.
35-14, 2:26 left in the quarter. Shasta on top. Again, River Bowl 23 is turning out to be a great game.
We will keep it right here until the kickoff. We have seen Shasta, you know, averaging over 41 points a game, well on their way tonight with 2 minutes and change left here. 35-14, we are seeing that running offense start to get going after it was the pass in the first quarter. 3 touchdown passes by Catanese in the first quarter and followed up by a stout running game here in the second quarter, wearing that Enterprise defense down on the field for probably a good two-thirds of this second quarter here. That Shasta defense, which is averaging less than 13 points a game per, under 260 yards a game, under 130 yards rushing a game. We've seen some nice plays by Ostendorf, but Enterprise has not been able to do anything with the pass, and Shasta's speed on the defensive end, they are really loading up for the run and basically daring Enterprise to pass, and we haven't seen them be able to do it yet. 3 and out on the last drive led to Shasta getting right back on the field and marching down there. So we are going to see Enterprise return the kick here and hopefully get something going to keep this game close and keep that defense off the field for the rest of the first half.
Well, we've seen Justin Hellier run tonight, and I know at the last couple of games at Shasta, he's not run like this. He's having quite a night. I don't know what his total yards are so far, but he's having a good night.
Yeah, and probably not gaudy totals. His long run is probably about 14 or 15 yards, but tough running. First man is not getting him down. Often it's taking 2 or 3 guys to bring him down. We've got a kick return here. He cuts right. Oh, and he's going to be brought down at the 10-yard line. Great coverage by Shasta there. They are pumped up. It's going to be a long field here for Enterprise.
Enterprise wants to score again, obviously, in this in the first half. They're down 35-14 right now with 2:20 left. What do you think Vory's going to do? He's going to have to go to the pass, but he can't overlook Ostendorf and his running ability.
I think you gotta say, you know, they've had some success with the crossing routes. That's how they got the touchdown to Ostendorf on the one big play they had. You got to think that they've got to keep Shasta honest here. Obviously, they want to run to Ostendorf because he's their main guy, and he's had some nice runs tonight. We've seen him spread out here with 4 wide and 1 running back. It's going to be a run up the middle to Ostendorf, and nowhere to go. They wrap him up right away.
Yeah, what's happening there is that offensive line is just not able to handle the speed of Shasta's defensive line.
And you see them, you know, with three wide to the right, one to the left. They're trying to spread them out and get as few guys in what they call the box. You might hear eight men in the box or nine men in the box. And Shasta's defensive line holding steady. They've got some beef up there in those linebackers, as you've been saying, Ron. Great team speed. So we're going to see that's a nice play action pass there. Pass out to the left. That's number four, Jacob Bowen, who had the touchdown catch earlier on the first down. And
that that play is working because those linebackers are still in the center of the field. So as long as they're going outside of those guys roving around, moving mm-hmm. around like that, they seem to be getting some yardage.
That play action, what looks like the read option there, is holding those linebackers just for a second, and it's given that wide swing pass some room to run after the catch there. Voorhees under pressure here, breaks out, and gets left and actually turns it into a nice little scramble. Had four Shasta guys right around him. I don't know how he got out of there.
That was a blitz that looked like it was going to be a 10-yard loss.
Oh, man, they're lucky. Yeah, turns that into an 8-yard gain with some nifty footwork. I don't know how he got out of there, but we're going to have second and short here at about the 35-yard line for Enterprise.
Voorhees is a good quarterback. He's big, and he's got the speed there, as we saw right there. He can move.
And you were talking to the coach earlier before the game. We've seen the last couple weeks, obviously, Enterprise struggled with turnovers, and we've seen three of them tonight, but seen more running from the quarterback the last few games from Enterprise. He's back to pass this time. He's got it out wide, and that's going to be a first down. Nice catch on a button hook route, by Cody Abney, number 10.
Voorhees, again, he gets that ball. He looks to the left, comes back to the right, and then a very fast release.
One of the few times either team has just dropped back in a straight pass formation without a play-action pass. Both of them love to run out of that shotgun and run a multiple-option offense, but we are dropping back to pass again. Looks like we're in the two-minute offense here for Enterprise. He's under pressure. He's going to roll out right, and he's going to be out of bounds after about a 4-yard gain. And looks like a late hit maybe there. And then, looks like we're going to have a personal foul.
Yeah, that's a late hit out of bounds.
Waiting to see here. Haven't marched it off yet. Officials conferring. But definitely the flag in the area of a late hit thrown after he ran in, well after he was out of bounds. Yep.
Wow, 15 yards.
And that's going to change the field position here. They are going to be in Shasta territory now.
And they have 55 seconds, and with Voorhees as fast and quick as he's able to release that ball, this is a possibility of a score for them.
Big possession here for Enterprise, needing a score here to keep it close. They are at the 43-yard line, first and 10. Voorhees drops back, passes left, and that one is going to be incomplete. Threw it between two different receivers, and looked like they weren't sure which one of them should go get it.
I think they got their signals mixed on that one, because it was obviously intended for one of them, and it ended up right in between two of them.
Yeah, I think one of them was supposed to block, and he turned around for the ball.
His formation here, he has three to the left, one to the right, one in the back with him. So he has four receivers plus the one in the back.
Ostendorf in the backs with Voorhees in the shotgun. Voorhees back to pass. Here comes the blitz. And Ostendorf on a screen pass. Gets around the right side, and he's going to be out of bounds after a gain of about six or seven yards there.
Shasta's using one of their speedsters to come in on that blitz from the left, and he's going to get him one of these times because he's very close.
Second time we've seen Enterprise run the screen on a Shasta blitz, so good play calling from the Enterprise sideline to try and offset some of that speed in that pass rush. Voorhees now on third and four is going to drop back to pass. Steps up, and he is going to be sacked. No, he's going to drag some guys forward maybe for about no gain. It's about 4 yards behind the line and drag them forward to keep it at fourth and four here.
Yeah, we're seeing he's also a strong runner because he was literally dragging them. Three to the left, one to the right. He's going to drop the ball, picked it up.
Fourth down, they're going to go for it, and that is going to be incomplete on the long pass. That's going to be a turnover on downs, and Shasta's going to take over with under a minute remaining here.
So they had a chance to make some do some additional scoring there, but they couldn't quite pull it off.
So we're going to see Shasta here take over on downs at their own 37-yard line and maybe hope for a lightning strike here, a big play, we will see if they just run it and kneel on it and take their lead into halftime. You got to imagine they want to run some plays, Ron. They're not the sit-on-the-ball kind of team. And we've got a shovel pass here. That's going to be number three, Muckle, and he is quickly wrapped up for a short loss. Glad to see Schneider 42 back in there after. You are listening to River Bowl 23 on KCNR 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teens safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months on all new 2015 Kia models. Plus KMF bonus cash.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Optima.
0% plus 1500 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Forte.
0% plus 1000 KMF bonus cash on the 2015 Soul.
And 0% and 750 KMF bonus cash on the all new 2016 Sorento.
And the 2015 Kia Soul and Sorento are highest-ranked compact MPV and midsize SUV. For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Every new Kia purchase comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes.
Discover the new Kia today at Redding Kia. On approval of credit plus tax license and dealer documentation charges, any government fees, any emission testing charges, subject to prior sale, ends 11-2-2015.
Discover the new Kia. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Redding Kia is open 7 days a week. ReddingKia.com.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino?
The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting.
Fight Night 32. This intense, action-packed night is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the event center.
On Saturday, October 17th at 7:30, it's in the cage.
Full contact fight, no limits. Bringing you another night of an extreme fighting ready. Amateur title and pro fights.
This event sells out.
Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, October 17th, the event center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you.
Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now.
Online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 32
at Wind River Resort and Casino.
You must be 21 to attend this extreme event.
For details or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel,
call 1-800-280-UIN
or log on to winriver.com. Cage fights are better at the river.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale has been extended. Beauty doesn't have to be thirsty. Rethink your garden. Talk with plant experts and shop for drought-tolerant plants, California natives, and hard-to-find perennials. Members save 30% and non-members save 20% through November 14th. The Turtle Bay Nursery is open Fridays and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you miss the official sale, you can still take advantage of these great prices at the perfect time of year to plant. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to River Bowl 23 on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. It is 35-14, Shasta in the lead there. Prolific offense, living up to expectations yet again, averaging over 40 points a game, well on their way tonight. Enterprise with some big plays by Ostendorf and a touchdown pass, but still plagued by turnovers like they have been the last several games, leading to directly to 7 points for Shasta. We're watching the bands here at halftime right now. I'm here with Ron Largent. This is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods. Glad to bring you the game tonight. Ron, we saw a lot of offense there that first half and some big plays. Shasta, as we mentioned before, expected to come in, put up big numbers on offense, threw over 300 yards a game rushing, but it's been the quarterback thus far that's really impressed us.
Both quarterbacks. And we have, we're seeing a great game here. We're seeing a lot of talent, a lot of athletic talent, and it's going to be a great second half. We have about 13 minutes left in the halftime before we get going. I'm anxious to see how Enterprise changes their defense because they're obviously... they're seeing the advantages of that, of the fast offense and the fast defense that Shasta's putting out there.
Mm-hmm.
But, hi, Eric. Our principal just went by here. I got to say something here about this school. Way back when we first moved here in the 70s, Enterprise was our school. And so I've always been kind of an Enterprise fan. But I got to tell you, watching these cheerleaders out here, watching the band, and by the way, the band just put on a great halftime show. This is the first year for the band director here at Enterprise High School, and he's doing a great job. And the cheerleaders are wonderful. This place is really an impressive institution. Not that Shasta isn't, and not that Foothill, but, you know, we're so fortunate to have three great high schools here. Mm-hmm. And then you add to the mix, you add Central Valley and West Valley and Anderson. We in Shasta County are so fortunate to have these high-quality schools, and now UPREP. And they're even putting out a good football team. Mm-hmm. And what about that eight-man team at Reading Christian?
You know, I love eight-man football personally myself. It opens up the game. It's a wide-open game. Of course, I'm one of those weirdos that likes arena football and Canadian football, too. I don't follow it religiously, but I like to watch it. Points get eyeballs on the game. And we have no shortage of eyeballs here tonight. We are a capacity crowd. We have standing room all the way around the track here, both end zones full of students, a raucous atmosphere here for a great River Bowl 23.
Yeah, and Friday night football in the North State is obviously popular, and it's growing in popularity. I don't think I mentioned this to you, Ryan. Excuse me. Why did I call you Ryan? Why do you look like a Ryan to me, Kyle?
I've been called worse than that.
Anyway,
that's okay.
Why? I don't think I mentioned it to Kyle before, but I spent some time in Texas, lived in Texas, and we would play, go to the high school football game.
Oh, the high school football is a religion down
there. Well, it is, but quite frankly, I'm seeing as good a football out on the field here as we saw in Texas. because we have good teaching, we have good coaching, and Texas gets a lot of publicity, but the reality is this is equally as good.
Well, we have fantastic facilities. We're here at the Hornet's Nest tonight in Enterprise. Of course, the legendary Thompson Field is a Reading institution and landmark. You know, as you mentioned before, Foothill, which I had the opportunity to go to, has fantastic facilities out there. You know, we have a real commitment in this area to student athletics, and I think it really shows in the way the families support them, the way the communities support them. Got fantastic sponsors here on the radio and at the game here. It's a community event, and for a area like ours that, as you know, we talked to the gentleman from Simpson earlier tonight, the new athletic director. You know, Simpson being our only university here, and then of course Shasta College. You know, we're not really a college town,
right?
So high school sports, certainly with high school football, and you know, we've got to, won't be too long here before we've got the Harlan Carter basketball tournament kicking off here in a month and change, and. You know, we just have fantastic support from all of our local businesses here and parents and students.
That's right. Well, our high schools here, Eric just walked through the booth here. Eric Peterson's the principal. I've gotten to know him through our Rotary Club activities. I'll put a little credit in here for our Reading East Rotary, because we sponsor scholarships for Enterprise High School. And we get these outstanding students that come in once a month, and Eric usually comes over with them. I mean, talk about, you know, we're seeing the best of the best, and that's what we're seeing out here tonight. You know, a lot of our listening audience doesn't realize the commitment these kids make to a sports program, whether it's football, baseball, or even, like in your case, you were a tennis player.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, these kids are out here. I came over to talk to the athletic director yesterday. There was a swim team out there practicing.
Yeah.
And these kids out here on the field tonight, we're seeing great athletes. Their conditioning program is ongoing all year round. They have a camp program leading up to the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then the discipline and the commitment. And we worry, and we hear all these stories about what's happening to our youth. Just come out here on Friday night, yeah, and look at these kids playing. You'll see how great they are doing.
And you underscored the commitment there. If you want to play varsity sports at a high level, it is a year-round commitment. There is no off-season. And we are seeing, you know, you can view this as good or bad. You're seeing a slight decrease in the amount of people that are playing 2-3 varsity sports, because it's hard to just show up and be one of the great guys on the team when there's guys that are selling out all year, 12 months out of the year, to be as good as they can for that one season.
Yeah.
So,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, oftentimes, here again, we don't give the credit to the coaches like I'd like to see it. On all of our high schools up here, we have a head coach, obviously, and then he usually has at least one paid staff member that is a paid coach along with him. And from that staff on, he may have volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And these are guys that were working in the community. In fact, all of the volunteers that I know have other jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And they come out here, they commit themselves to 2 or 3 hours a day. And I was talking to Coach Joey Brown at Foothill the other day about their schedule. So they have a Friday night game. On Saturday, they get the film of the team they're playing, the team that they played, and then they start evaluating what they did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we're hearing a little bit on our speaker system here, and out on the field is the cheer team. And I'm going to describe what they're doing, because, again, that is a huge commitment on the part of those girls. But they have elevated. They pushed, what, 8 girls up on top. They lift them up. They're doing a routine on front. These are nationally recognized, award-winning cheer teams.
And these ladies just go to show you do not have to have a ball to be an athlete.
That's right.
These girls, again, we were talking about commitment there. This is, for them, especially at the varsity level, a year-round commitment as well. And
yes,
you see the dedication. This is their time to shine.
Yeah, these are gymnasts. These are dancers. They work at these. Look at that routine. I mean, we're talking about precision of these girls out there. I can't help but admire this. And the coaches, now, here again, all volunteer-driven. They may have one staff member that's paid, and the parents and other supporters are out there helping them. But this Enterprise, Shasta, and Foothill, all three of these are award-winning.
Mm-hmm.
They go to national competition.
Mm-hmm.
They're that good. And, again, if you haven't been out here and seen these kids on Friday nights, you come out here. I always say the halftime is almost worth the ticket.
Yeah, exactly. And, again, hats off to all the the coaches and volunteers who make this possible, the putting in hours upon hours of dedication to improve the experience for these kids, whether it be cheerleading or athletics or after-school clubs or administration here. You know, right. That's one of the things that makes this such a great community to live in. I'm fortunate to be born and raised here. I took about a 9-year break living other places after I graduated from high school and went to college. But, you know, I came back in 2010, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. You know, this is a fantastic place to be from. It's a fantastic place to grow up. And, you know, we have such a great backbone of our community here of parents and volunteers and coaches and our school administrators who are really working all day, every day, to turn out the best possible citizens we can.
Yeah.
And you can see the results.
It's very impressive. It's very impressive. The now, as I mentioned a moment ago, we're watching the cheer team from Enterprise. We saw the cheer team from Shasta a few moments ago. These kids are good. They really are professional quality. Mm-hmm. You know, we always say off-Broadway. My background, of course, is music. Mm-hmm. So obviously I'm... And by the way, I mentioned the Enterprise Band. They put on a great show here a few moments ago, as I mentioned. We have Foothill Band that plays at their home games, and Shasta, of course, played last week at their home game. So, again, it's a full activity. And here we are about 4.5 minutes ready for getting ready for the second half. The teams are coming out to start the warm-up, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a few moments and get on with the second half at the River Bowl where Shasta's leading 35-14, and we'll see you in just a moment.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza alla sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Your home. You served your country with honor. Now it's time to strike out on a new path forward. You're a veteran. You set the standard for character, integrity, leadership. And you've gained valuable skills. Skills employers are looking for. At jobcenter.usa.gov, you can get access to personalized services and the support you need to find the perfect career. This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams saying, visit an American Job Center today and discover your next opportunity of a lifetime.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Welcome back to the Hornet's Nest at Enterprise High School. This is the 23rd annual River Bowl between Shasta and Enterprise. 35-14 Shasta at the half. We are just moments away from the start of the second half. Kyle DeFore here with Ron Largent. And Ron, we have seen a lot of offense earlier this evening, and we do not expect that to let up.
Well, we're going to see what has happened to their defensive alignments, because I'm sure both coaches said we got to shut these guys down. The Shasta is going to try to shut down Voorhees. I don't know if they can or not. This kid is talented. He can run. He can pass. He does a beautiful job on that option. And, of course, Enterprise is going to have to try to figure out how to keep up with the speed. And that Hellier, I'm sure that they didn't see him on the films, because he didn't run like this the last couple of weeks. But he's really having a great game. And, of course, Cantonese, the guy is good. He's a good quarterback. And we don't have the latest on Pleasant Valley and Foothill, but I can tell you, having seen Foothill, they have a quality quarterback. Mm-hmm. Red Bluff has a quality quarterback. Mm-hmm. We have some great quarterbacks up here, and some of these kids are juniors.
Yeah, last update we got was 28-14 Pleasant Valley down there in Chico, but Foothill, with that high-flying passing offense averaging over 280 yards a game, could get right back in that with a few big plays. So you know who I want to win that one, but right. For the River Bowl tonight, I'm completely impartial right down the middle, Ron.
Well, you are, and you're doing a great job. And it's good to have Kyle with us. Gary is on assignment, as we mentioned. Gary Moore will be back next week. But Kyle is doing a great job filling in. Kyle, you're going to be helping also with Colt 45, I understand.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks, Ron. I had the good fortune to do five games earlier this season of Colt 45's baseball in July with KCNR's own Nate Aberet. And I had a lot of fun doing that. And so when the opportunity came here to do some football, I said absolutely. A lot of fun. I want to thank Carl and Linda Bott and everybody down at KCNR 1460 for that opportunity. And we're enjoying a great game here. Capacity crowd, standing room crowd, all the way around the entire track. We've got people down in the end zones. We've got people in standing all along the railings here. I mean, I hesitate to estimate the crowd, but there is not a seat to be had here.
It's like a playoff game, quite frankly, and it feels like that, you know, and they're playing like that. Both teams are... This is a critical game in the whole league standing, because even though Pleasant Valley is a dominant team, when they go in the playoffs, both these teams are going to be figuring in there. We're seeing Enterprise with a good balanced offense with Voorhees, and Ostendorf is a heck of a runner. We've seen him run, and we're seeing more of a varied offense from Shasta. And I think the one thing that's probably surprising Enterprise is Shasta's quick defense.
Yeah.
And they're all over. I've not seen that particular formation where they literally take their linebackers and the linebackers are moving into different positions.
Well, and we've seen, you know, statistically, we've had great coverage all this week leading up to the game from our local media here. You know, you have one of the best defenses Shasta's had in several years here. Accentuates that fantastic quick strike offense and that quick hit offense that wants to snap the ball as soon as they can get it. They are fast paced on both sides of the ball. Enterprise having some trouble sticking with them on the play action passes. They've gotten loose for three touchdown passes from Cantonese to various receivers and a couple long runs. But for the most part, Enterprise, pretty good job bottling up the run. Only had the one big long play. Started to get loose a little bit in the second half, but they've got that 21-point cushion. But Enterprise will be starting with the ball here in the second half.
And Enterprise is going to have to open it up a little bit, get somebody the ball to run other than Ostendorf, because obviously they're keen on Ostendorf.
Yeah, very much so. Whether it's pass or run, they've got a spy on him, and they're swarming to him, even if the fake goes to him and he doesn't get the ball. So we're going to have to see some variety here from Enterprise. They've gotten the ball to Jacob Bowen for a touchdown pass and a couple other short passes that he got loose for some first downs. So that, there might be something there, but misdirection definitely going to play a part here for both offenses.
So we're about ready to go. It's Shasta's kicking off to Enterprise, so Enterprise will have a chance to take that ball and get moving. And we'll see what's going to happen here. It's going to be a fast and furious second half. And we're just about ready to go. And again, I think we're seeing probably one of the best games between two very good teams. They're not. Mm-hmm. We don't want to in any way minimize the ability of both of these teams.
And you mentioned before the playoff atmosphere here, playoff implications in the game here. Shasta 6-1, Enterprise 3-4. But the league record, only one loss in league, if I'm correct on that one. We've got the return here. He's got a little bit of room. There's number 10. He's past the 40, down to the 45-yard line. That's Cody Abney, the senior, with a great kick return. Best field position of the night, but he's slow to get up. That is not a good sign for Enterprise, one of their quicker outside threats.
Now, he took that that kickoff, and he ran back about 10 yards and literally ran across the field and came up here. That was a very nice run, but that was scary because he was close to being caught for about 10 yards behind where he got the ball.
Yeah, that lateral movement and then cutting up field at just the right moment to get a nice return. They're going to have great field position. Man in motion for, oh, and we're going to hand off to Ostendorf. He's around the left side. Got a block. He's going to get about 9 yards there. Nice first down run by Ostendorf.
He's a good runner. He has great form. You know, you look at these kids, and then, like you follow, as I do, follow college football, you know, you say, what's the future for these kids? A runner like that, that kid is going to play in college, and probably in D1 football.
Great vision there and great quickness, change of direction. He sets both of those feet down, and he can go either way, and you're probably not going to touch him. We've seen some great spin moves and some great juke moves here. Shotgun again. Voorhees with Ostendorf again. 3-4 wide. It's going to be a quarterback run. Nothing doing. 2 yard loss. Shasta's all over it.
That almost looked like a broken play there.
Yeah, I think that might have been
wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have these talented kids, and then we have, of course, Shasta College. We haven't talked about Shasta College yet, but they have quite a program going this year. In fact, I think they're leading their conference, and they have a big game tomorrow. So some of these kids are obviously going to be going there. We're ready to go. Voorhees is ready to get that snap.
Oh, almost intercepted there. Great break on the ball by the cornerback there, number 12 for Shasta, Ryan Dean.
Yeah, that's that again, that speed in that secondary of Shasta showing up there. Almost like Enterprise is a little lost out there all of a sudden.
We've seen interceptions by Bailey tonight, and they have not tested him on that outside since that last interception. So we've got we're going to go for it on fourth down here, and what a play. It looked like a fake punt, and Shasta was kind of discombobulated there, and he got the quick pass to number 20, Will Aznakar, for the first down. Gutty call there.
Maybe looking a little bit lost like they were, threw him off.
Yeah, laying in the weeds for him there.
It threw us off. It's like, what's going on, guys? Don't you know what you're doing?
Yeah, first and 10 here.
I think Shasta relaxed a bit there, thinking it was going to be a punt.
I agree. 43-yard line of Shasta. Enterprise moving into enemy territory here. We've got four wide, three to the left, one to the right. And the shotgun looks like a blitz. Here he comes. We're going to do a quick swing pass to the left. Nowhere to go. He's going to be swinging all the way back around to the right side, and he is going to lose all kinds of yards on this play, about a four-yard loss.
Boy, there were a couple of good blocks there on the part of Enterprise. Did you see that one block? The fella flew through.
Oh, and we've got a Shasta player down in the backfield. He is slow to get up.
There were some rough blocks.
That is number 21, Zane Zanaroli, the senior, and he is, looks like he's going to try and shake it off. Now he's going to get to the sideline. Might have just got the wind knocked out of him there.
He was one of those that got the block.
Yeah, they had good blocks going, but then he switched direction and ran right back into the defense. So we end up with about a second and about 15 here, about a 5-yard loss on that one. And we're going to spread them out again. Five wide now, no running back. And we're going to loft it deep. Oh, and just overthrows Ostendorf. A little bit of traffic there, but slightly overthrown. We've got a late flag after the play here. See what that one is about. Everyone else is walking back to the huddle, and we had a flag thrown. And wait for the call here.
We have a dead ball, unsportsmanlike.
That's an unsportsmanlike conduct for Shasta, so they bail out Enterprise, and they would have had third and long.
We don't have We don't have the television to show us what happened there, and I didn't see any unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah, but
obviously somebody did.
Yeah, well after the play. So Shasta doing them a favor there and giving them a first down on their Shasta 33-yard line. Enterprise right back in business here. Don't want to give teams extra chances, even if you are leading. And we're going to go five wide again, four to the left for Voorhees. He drops back, pump fakes. He's going to throw deep for the end zone, and that ball is caught. Touchdown, Enterprise. Jacob Bowen with a beautiful leaping catch. And Enterprise is not going to go quietly into that good night just yet.
And again, a beautiful play, perfectly run, perfect throw, right in his arms. He didn't have to break pace at all. So we have a 35-20 ball game, and they're ready for that extra point. And
just how you draw it up there.
That's right. 9:58 left. Plenty of time in the third quarter and the fourth quarter, of course. Enterprise is coming back.
You got to like that drive by Enterprise. Shasta doing them a favor, giving them the first down, and they waste no time going with the play action or with a drop back pass and a long, to about a 25-yard, 20-30-yard touchdown pass there. I'm not sure exactly where the line of scrimmage was, but a great pass there by Voorhees. And we're going to take a quick 30-second break here as the extra point is good. It is 35-21 on 1460 KCNR.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
River Bowl 23 is an exciting game. Third quarter, Shasta 35-21 over Enterprise. Enterprise about ready to kick it off to Shasta after that great pass. So, Kyle, we're in for another great third quarter. It looks like here we go.
Here's the kickoff. That one is going deep all the way into the end zone, and he is going to just take a touchback. Nice kick there by Asnicar all the way into the end zone.
So we're going to see now how Enterprise has adapted after the halftime break when the coaches got them off to the side and see what happens now with this, if they can slow down this fast accelerating offense that Shasta has.
Shasta
knees are still back.
And we're going to run it. Looks like Hellier up the middle, and he's going to keep those legs turning for about 4 yards. We're going to have second and six. Big defensive stanza here for Enterprise, needing to keep it at 14. Quick snap. We're going to run it around the right side. That's number three. That's Muckle, and he's close to a first. Well, not a big gain there. I thought he did a little better than that. We're going to have about a third and five, actually. And we're wasting no time. Wood out to the left, man in motion. It's going to be a quarterback keeper, and he is going to be he switches direction. Now he's looking to throw. Shakes loose again. He's going to get a first down and more. What a play by Katz, and he's doing it by himself with changing direction, scrambling. That's a long 7-yard run that he probably covered about 50 yards.
Yeah, and there is a flag, unfortunately.
He might have holding in the back on that.
Well, that was quite a run. He was caught at least three times, and he managed to get out of each one of those tackles and just kept turning.
Making something out of nothing on third and five, and we'll see what the call is. Offense for Shasta staying on the field, so it looks like they think it's against Enterprise. We'll see here. 2 penalties here. So we've got a block in the back and on Shasta and an unsportsmanlike conduct after the play on Enterprise. So we're going to go 10 yards back for Shasta and then we're going to go 15 yards forward for the Enterprise penalty. So we'll see where that actually sets us. At least that's what the umpire is telling us. And now we're deciding where to spot the ball.
About 28-yard line, and it's
going to be that third and two here. About. So no automatic first down since the penalties were offsetting. We're going to replay that down. We're going to go.
But that could have been a huge loss for Shasta.
Yeah, well, I mean, the unsportsmanlike conduct by Enterprise there, it makes it a third and short here instead of what would have been a third and over 10. So let's see if they can stop them here on third and two. Cadenese takes the snap. He's going to hand it to Hellier. No, it's around the right side. That's Muckle, and he gets loose. He's all the way past the 40 to the 41-yard line.
Now, he is moving fast. We saw a lot of Muckle last week against Paradise, and this is the first time we've seen him move that fast tonight.
Yeah, only a handful of a few touches in the first half. We saw mostly Schneider and Hellier, but looks like we're going to see Schneider on that run maybe a yard around the left side. They've given him the ball in the sweep there maybe five or six times and had the one big run, so I can't blame him for trying it again.
He kept looking for that hole to open, and it didn't open. Enterprise moved on that very well.
Flowing to the ball nicely on defense for Enterprise, second and nine here. We're going to hand again. No, it's a play-action fake. He's going to get rid of it. That ball is caught. Nice catch and a great tackle right away. That's Schneider on the catch. We're going to have about a third and two as they continue to do the hurry-up. We're at about the 49-yard line of Shasta.
Beautiful pass, but beautiful coverage.
And we're going to hand. No, it's going to go to... That's going to be Hellier around the side, and he stretches out for the first down. That's about a three-yard run there. Great second effort by Hellier, and he has been...
We're seeing that. He keeps going. He does not quit when he's hit.
That first contact does not get him down. It usually takes two or three or more to get him down. Shasta here on first and ten. Looks like it's going to be that's Hellier again. He up the middle, cuts to the right, and he is loose down the sideline. Now two Enterprise guys finally push him out at the 27-yard line. A 20-yard run for Hellier, and we've got first down for Shasta.
You know, we're seeing with Hellier and Muckle, these guys are so fast coming out of that backfield that the linebackers can't figure out where they are.
And you got three running backs, Schneider, Hellier, and Muckle. Most of them are on in every play, and then you've got an option to go to one or more of them. You've got a play-action pass here. It looks like you got Hellier on the side. He's got about a 9-yard gain on a short pass. Nice play call there. They've been able to get some play action here, but we've got a flag down again.
And again, one more. If he had gotten by that one defender, he would have been in the score.
Enterprise with their hands on their hips. They've been on the field. Their defense has been on the field quite a bit tonight. But we're going to march it right back. Looks like we've got a hold. Looks like we're going to have a first and 20 here, perhaps. Looks like that's going to be a 15-yard penalty. We're going to have first and very long back at that 42-yard line. And we're back to pass. It's going to be a screen. It's Schneider. And one man behind him. Oh, and a nice open field tackle by number three, Keelan Gibson.
Yeah, he did. He had a couple of blockers out in front of him, but they missed Gibson coming in there. That was a good tackle on his part. Saved a touchdown, probably.
So we're going to see second and about 18 here. They're going to do a shovel pass. Oh, nice defense by Enterprise. Not fooled at all by the shovel pass. Muckle's going to lose about two.
Now, what Enterprise is doing differently on their defense is that they're putting five. They're putting five at five down linemen on that one. See, now they have six. They moved up six.
And they are bringing pressure. We've got single coverage on the outside. He's going to go deep down the right sideline. And he's got it.
That's your big, tall fella, right?
That looks like number 81. That's Daniel Thomas. Oh, sorry, excuse me. That is number 81. That's Justin Drake, who we saw have a carry earlier. And he's got the touchdown there on the right side. Looked like some contact with the defensive back, but he comes down with it and in for the score.
He had the height advantage on that defensive back, but the defensive back turned around, but by the time he got turned around again, it was a touchdown.
Yeah, hard time finding the ball for the defensive back there, so it's a touchdown for Shasta, and we are back to a 21-point lead with the extra point good. Well, you are listening to River Bowl 23 on KCNR 1460. Back right after this.
That was that big guy, that tall guy.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
This is Kyle DeFore with Ron Largent on KCNR 1460. You are listening to River Bowl 23 live from the Hornet's Nest at Enterprise High School. We Shasta just scored again. We are looking at a 42-21 lead. Enterprise scored on their first possession of the second half. They got the ball in, and then Shasta marched right back down with a pretty touchdown pass. And Enterprise going to look to respond here. A whole lot of offense tonight, Ron. Shasta bringing what you'd expect. They are at 42, which is about their season average, and they're probably not done yet. Oh, fumble on the kickoff. And he's going to be down about the 15, but able to get back on top of it. Enterprise nearly coughed it up there. That was Will Aznikar on the return, able to recover. So we're going to see Voorhees go back to work here. Down 21, looking to cut into that lead.
Right, and for our listening audience that's following Foothill, unfortunately, Pleasant Valley scored again, 40-21, and they're into the third quarter. Not too much left in that time. And Foothill's got to do something quickly.
Yeah, Pleasant Valley's got quite a team this year. Voorhees there, rolls out to the right. He's in trouble. He's going to get wrapped up, and he is going to be sacked in the background. He is down at the 8-yard line. We're going to have second and about 17 here.
And again, what Shasta defense is doing there is they're moving these quarterback, linebackers around with the cornerback. So they have, what, six up on that front line right now. And a couple of them just standing there waiting to see what Voorhees is going to do.
Four wide, Voorhees snaps, hands it to Ostendorf here. Makes one man miss, gets around the left side. He's got a little room here. He's down the sideline. And a nice run there. He's going to get it down to about third and three, about a 13, 14-yard run there by Ostendorf. He has got some shifty feet.
Very fast, very quick. Started to the left there, made a couple of beautiful moves, just left the tackler in the shoes, and then got another 5 yards towards the right on the outside there. A beautiful run.
We've been impressed with the speed and the quickness and the change of direction. The vision for seeing the hole, seeing where the most that he can get out of every play is, he doesn't leave a lot of meat on the bone, so to speak, with those runs.
No, and I think one of the advantages that Shasta has that we've seen is that they come at you with about three or four runners plus a quarterback. I think that's limiting for Enterprise because we're just seeing Voorhees and Ostendorf.
And we've had another penalty here for Enterprise. It's going to back them all the way back to their own 3-yard line. We're going to have second and a mile here. First down marker is going to be at the 25. So we've got about second and 22 here. Didn't hear what the penalty was there, but it looked like it was the personal foul variety. Ostendorf wrapped up immediately on a draw. No gain there. We're going to have third and very long. Shasta's defense coming to play here the last couple of possessions of the second quarter and then gave up the one score here, but pinning Enterprise back here.
Yeah, they're using four down now, three cornerbacks or three linebackers and four cornerbacks. That's good.
And even with three wide to the right and one wide to the left, only two guys back, not even covering up all the receivers. So he immediately throws to one of the ones that isn't covered, and he catches, but immediately is hit by the safety. That's number 10, Cody Abney, and he's going to be stopped well short of the first down. It's going to be fourth and about 12 here, and Enterprise is going to have to kick this one away.
The drawback with that defense, with having the one cornerback on the sideline and then the other safety, actually, right behind him is that center is wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Voorhees scored before.
Fourth and about long 10 here, and we've got a punt. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to come to a stop here at about the Shasta 35-yard line or so. Takes an Enterprise roll there. We're going to take a short station break. You are listening to River Bowl 23 on KCNR 1460.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teams safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State football.
For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at sbi-ind.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
We are back here, second and four. You had a four-yard run by Shasta. Blink and you'll miss it. They do not waste any time.
They are so fast and so quick coming off the ball.
And now we've got officials conferring here. We might have a... Let's see what the call here is. Just going to reset the clock here. So Shasta is going to have it here on the 40-yard line. It is second and six. And we're ready to go here. Enterprise really crowding the front of the line. Nobody more than 5 yards off the line of scrimmage. And we're going to run it up the middle, and he gets loose. That's going to be Hellier. Best run of the night, right up the gut. He's down to the Enterprise 35-yard line.
And you can see that speed. He got past the linebackers into the safety, and that was the safety that brought him down.
25-yard run for Hellier, his best of the night. Shasta right back to it. Two wide man in the backfield. Going to be Hellier again up the middle, and he's not going anywhere this time. No gain.
Another flag.
We have seen more than our share of flags tonight.
That was a late flag.
It might be getting a little chippy down there. We've had a couple personal fouls after the play, one from each team. Got a personal foul on Enterprise there, so we're going to march it off another 15. We'll take it all the way down to about the 20-yard line. Enterprise down by 21 here, needing all the help they can get, not doing themselves any favors here with the penalty.
You know, we see this football. We almost think it's almost like college or almost pro the way they're playing out there.
Here's a snap going deep to the left side. Wood, and no, it's going to be pass interference. He's all over him.
But you know, the reality is these are kids. They're having a good time, and emotion enters into it. And these are 17, 18-year-old kids. They're having a good time playing, and, you know, they're a little passionate at times.
Oh, yeah, emotions are definitely running high at River Bowl 23. We've seen an explosion of offense from both teams. We've seen 64 points between the two of them. We're not even in the fourth quarter yet. 42-21 Enterprise trailing at home in the River Bowl here, and Shasta threatening to score again on the 10-yard line. First and goal. And we've got it either a flag or a timeout. And, just reset it, and now we're ready to go. Not sure what that was. We've got a run around the right side. That's Muckle, and he's going to get about 4, maybe 5 yards.
I think what we saw there was that the officials did not have time to set the ball down.
Oh.
And Shasta was ready to go. They're that fast.
Yeah, Shasta's lined up before the ball's there. Here they go again. It's going to be Hellier up the middle, and he is down to the one near the goal line looking for a signal. I think he might have been just a little bit short here inside the one. We are literally on the goal line, third and goal here. And quarterback, keeper, and he is in there for the touchdown. Touchdown, Shasta.
You know, we talk about it, but you have to see how fast they're coming off that ball to fully appreciate it. It's just, I mean, the defense is barely down into their set.
And to say nothing of the
the speed and the physicality of Shasta, just the sheer number of plays the Enterprise defense is having to cover. You just can't be as fresh at this point in the game, having run so many defensive plays. Extra point here for Shasta is good. And we're going to go to 49-21 Shasta in River Bowl 23 here at Enterprise's Hornets Nest. We are going to take a short 30-second break and be right back on KCNR 1460.
Grab your little ghouls and goblins and join us for a Halloween-themed night of family fun at Spooktoberfest at Turtle Bay's McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens on October 23rd. Kids of all ages will enjoy a special Myths and Legends animal show, a no-host beer garden for adults, and a root beer garden for kids. Wear a costume for a chance to win a special prize. Plus, bring a blanket or chairs to watch Bugs Bunny's Halloween special on the outdoor screen. Tickets are just $5 per person or $25 for a family pack. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
We are live here at the Hornets Nest, River Bowl 23 from Enterprise High School. Enterprise needs to hit the comeback trail here. It is 49-21 Shasta. We have seen the running offense get into high gear in the second and especially the third quarter here, Ron. And Enterprise about ready to take the kickoff. Need the score here. What do you see from the Enterprise offense?
Well, they're just going to have to open it up. That's all there is to it, because they pretty well shut down Ostendorf.
Definitely keying on him. I have not seen the big pass plays. They've had a hard time stretching the field. Here's Aznikar on the return. He's down out to about the 31 or 32-yard line, and that's where Enterprise will start.
I think if what I'd like to see Enterprise do is start continuing with their passing, because Voorhees was really doing well, and open that defense up a bit. But by the same token, though, what Chess is doing is that they're keying on Ostendorf, and they're using it. They're doing it by those roving linebackers, because you have the four down, and then you have four rovers, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And when they see Ostendorf get the ball, they head to where he's going.
And Shasta's done a good job on several drives tonight, getting him in second and long, third and long, and Enterprise has helped him out with some penalties as well. So we're going to see first and 10 here. It's going to be Ostendorf. He spins out of a tackle in the backfield. He brings it all the way back around to the right. Nowhere to go. Shasta's going to hem him in here. He is going to end up losing about 4 yards.
Yeah, that's a good example right there of what we're talking about with the Shasta defense. There's six defenders were on him by the time he got to the line of scrimmage.
Sideline to sideline for Shasta. You got to think there's got to be some north-south here for, got to cut through that defense, because it's really hard to get around the edge on him. They set that edge really well. Second and long here, about second and 13. They're looking over to the sideline for the play. Two wide receivers, one running back, everybody else on the line. Shotgun. Hands to Ostendorf. Misses the first tackler. Sheds one and ends up with about a yard and a half, maybe two. We're going to be third and long again here for Enterprise.
See, and what happens there is that he got through the first, the defensive lineman, but the linebackers just bang right on him.
Those holes close very quickly, and if you stutter step or you're trying to go east-west, they close really quickly.
Right. The speed of the defense of Shasta is very, very impressive.
And to their credit, they've stood up well on the inside runs, often with only a three or sometimes a four-man line, but often with a three-man line. We're going to bring the blitz here. He's going to run out of the pocket there, and he ends up getting about 7 yards. We're going to see, or 7 or 8 yards, we're going to see a fourth and two on their own 40-yard line. Let's see if they go for it here. Down 28. You really hate to give them the ball back, with as well as Shasta has been moving it, but
I think I would give it to Ostendorf and send him around the end on if they have that option here, because if to get a first down running, he's going to have the ball, obviously.
Bowen split out to the right. He's been the receiver on a number of passes this time. They're looking for him again. It's a stop route. Oh, and he loses his footing and is unable to come up with a tough break for Bowen. The play was there. The throw was maybe a little bit behind him, but catchable if he would have kept his feet. So we're going to have a turnover on downs. Shasta's going to take over on the Enterprise 40-yard line with great field position.
That was a gutsy call. I probably, if I were the head coach, I probably would not have called that.
I mean, you can see both ways. You know, you're down 28. You feel like you're in four down territory, especially the way Shasta's been moving the ball and putting points up there. You hate to give them the ball, but at the same time, now they got it on your side of the field. So kind of darned if you do, darned if you don't there. High risk play, but looks like we're going to have a timeout by Shasta here. Let's go ahead and take a 60-minute break, and we'll be back right back with River Bowl 23 on KCNR 1460.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Back here at River Bowl 23, we got a little too ambitious with that 60-second break as Shasta's already down to the 20-yard line just about. Started on the Enterprise 40. They're threatening again here.
A very nice pass out to the right and then a run. Doing the same thing, spreading out the defense, and then going up the middle.
Oh, we got a fumble by Shasta, and we've got a pile for it. Let's see who came up with it. Looks like he might have jumped back on it. Yeah, the quarterback able to get back on the ball there, muffled the exchange there with the running back. One of the few miscues we've seen from the Shasta offense tonight. So third and eight here. And it's a play-action pass. We're going to go over the middle. Wood, 6'4", giant target with a great catch at the 4-yard line. That's a height mismatch, and he exploited it. We've got first and goal at the 4 for Shasta.
They have two very tall receivers, and this is the second example where he just is bigger than the defender.
Gibson out there trying to cover him at 5'7", and the receiver is 6'4". They go to the other side this time on a pass. It's incomplete, so we're going to have second and goal from about the 4-yard line.
That's a risky pass he's thrown out there. If that with that defender in that position, if that were an interception, it would have been a touchdown.
Yeah, it could very easily go back the other way, sure thing, yeah. We're going to have a run here. No, it's going to be Muckle around the corner for a touchdown. Shasta on the misdirection play scores again to push it to 55-21 before the extra point, and the Enterprise defense looks like they are got their hands on their hips, and it has been a long night.
Yeah, and Muckle is so fast around that corner. He gets going laterally, and then he cuts. You can see why they're just can't stop it, stopping him on that wide sweep.
Just a relentless rushing attack. Three touchdown passes in the first quarter by Shasta, and since then it has been all on the ground. Three-headed running back monster as the extra point is good. It is 56-21, Shasta. We are going to take a short 30-second break. You are listening to River Bowl 23 on KCNR 1460.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
North State High School football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Kyle DeFore here with Ron Largenette, River Bowl 23 at the Hornets Nest at Enterprise High School. Shasta has opened it up a little bit here in the second half with their relentless rushing attack. It is 56-21, Shasta with 14 unanswered points. And just to fill you in on our other premier game of the night, it looks like Pleasant Valley is holding to a 40-21 lead over Foothill with right around 5 minutes and counting. So it looks like Pleasant Valley will stay undefeated on the season. Kick return here by Ostendorf for Enterprise out to the 30-yard line. So Enterprise is going to get it started on their own 30 here. And this game's gotten away from them a little bit. The defense has taken a beating. That three-headed monster of Muckle, Hellier, and Schneider for Shasta has just run wild here.
And, you know, the Enterprise defense, when they're being beaten up at the line like that, they're going to get tired. They've been on the field a lot, and they're showing it because on that last touchdown run, Muckle went around right end, and he was not touched. And he's fast, and I mentioned in the break that the one thing that strikes us here looking at this is that Shasta is as fresh and as fast as they were on the first play of the game.
Not a whole lot of two-way players. I think there's only a couple on each team, but one of those for Enterprise is Ostendorf, so their star running back. So for Shasta, you know, they're basically alternating their three guys, so they're all rushing the ball when they're fresh. And Enterprise has had a few three and outs and a couple turnovers. They had a turnover on downs on their own 40-yard line, giving them some good field position to give them a short field. But Enterprise's offense having a real tough time here in the second half, other than that initial drive where they scored.
So Enterprise ready to go. And again, that defense, there's a pitch out. Look at that defense on Shaster come up there.
The closing speed, just incredible. It's going to be a 5-yard loss for Ostendorf. They try to run the option around the left side, nowhere to go. Another flag on the field. We'll see what it is here. Might have been a hold. Not sure. Wait for the call from the official here.
While we're waiting for that call, a couple of weeks ago I had a chance to talk to Coach Ramage, the defensive coordinator for Shasta. And what he tries to instill in his players is go to the ball. Go to the ball. He just kept saying that during the practice. And that's exactly what they're doing. And they're moving as fast as they can. So when you put the speed of those kids out there and in that defensive position, that's why the Enterprise offense is having a tough time.
They're having a tough time. The Shasta defense is fresh. They've been getting off the field. Their offense has been wearing down the Enterprise defense. And this kind of has the feeling of a prize fight where one guy is favored, the other guy is taking punches and punching back. But as you get into the 8th, 9th, 10th round here, as we move to the end of the third quarter here shortly, it just feels like Chess is just about ready for the knockout here.
Right, and you kind of get that impression. Now, on that here again, I keep talking about these defensive sets and how they change. He's got four down linemen, and then he has five linebackers, and then he has a cornerback, and that's it.
Even with the spread, yeah, they've got three wide to the right and one to the left, and they're just daring him to pass the ball, and there's an option. There looks like an option right was the play. He turns it upfield and ends up making a nice play with a misdirection there, running the opposite direction of the play design. We're going to have a fourth and short here on the quarterback run by Voorhees, but just not a lot of daylight on the running plays. And it looks like they're actually going to mark this about the 44, so there might have been a...
There was a flag in the backfield, but I didn't hear the call on that.
But regardless, we're going to have first and 10 on the Enterprise 44-yard line. We're going to go four wide to the right, one to the left. Nobody in the backfield but the quarterback. He's going to pass, and that ball is incomplete.
Almost intercepted.
Nice defensive play there by Dean. Ball trying to get the ball again to Bowen.
He's all over that field. He's a tough cornerback, but he moves almost over to safety. See, in this defensive set there, you cannot identify their safeties. Is he a cornerback or a safety on there?
I think he's listed on here.
See, he's 5 yards back from the line of scrimmage with following a receiver. So let's see what happens.
It's going to be a screen to the right. That's going to be Aznikar, and he is going to be wrapped up. Nowhere to go. Going to be a loss of about 3 on that one.
From our vantage point up here, you know, we get to see the white helmets and the white jerseys. And the way they're converging on these receivers is very impressive.
Just not a lot of room to go, especially if you're trying to change direction and cut back. Cutting back to the other field, there is just nothing there for this Shasta defense.
Well, we have 8:37, Kyle, left in the fourth quarter. So we can start thinking about this will probably be, unless a miracle happens here, it's going to be a Shasta victory.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably going to come down to Shasta and Pleasant Valley.
They look like the two front runners right now. Shasta, of course, with only one loss. Pleasant Valley with a victory tonight over Foothill will remain undefeated. And Enterprise will go to 3-5. Enterprise, you know, you got to give them credit. They're outmanned on the defensive side as far as relative to Shasta's offense, and we've seen that play out, especially in the second half as that defense is worn down. But only down 14 at halftime. Then came back and scored that first drive. But it has been all Shasta here the last about 15 minutes of game time.
But you know, the five schools in Division II, we have Pleasant Valley, Shasta, Enterprise, Chico, and Paradise. Of course, Foothill is not, they're in that division. They weren't ranked at that time that this report came out. But it's going to come down to, could very well be, Chico is going to make the decision.
Yeah.
Because they have a good team, and they could beat, at least that's what the pundits are saying. They could beat Pleasant Valley. Pleasant Valley has a huge line. The average, the weight is like 250 pounds on those linemen. So it's hard to move them. I'll be anxious to see or hear what Foothill found with them. So we're ready to go here.
Enterprise in the shotgun. Ostendorfer in motion to the left. They're going to pass over the middle to Bowen. And, almost had it there, upset with himself. Probably feels like he should have caught that one. Would have been close to a first down if he did. So we're going to have fourth and about 14 here for Enterprise. And with the fourth quarter ticking down and the game out of reach, they're going to go for it, you would think. We're going to split three wide to the left and one to the right. And Shasta still staying right up on the line, only one man back. In what you would consider a safety position, they are going to go ahead and punt it. So there's nobody back there. It's going to take a nice Enterprise roll and be down about the 13-yard line. Let's take a short 30-second break. We'll be right back at River Bowl 23 on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Okay, Shasta's going to take over on about their 10-yard line. They have 6 minutes and 48 seconds left in the fourth quarter. They're leading 56-21. Let's see what they're going to do. You think they're going to push for another score, Kyle?
You know, we were talking about it a little bit in the break. You know, this might be a good chance, with a 35-point lead here, time taken down, get some of your get some of your juniors, and if you have any sophomores that are on the varsity team, maybe get them some snaps, get them some experience in there, live game action. Maybe get some guys the ball who don't get the ball very much. We saw a fumble on the snap there by Shasta, but they're able to get right back on it. Looks like they're got the starters in there for the most part. They got Schneider still out there. Still got the quarterback, Katanese, and looks like that looked like an end run around by Mucko, I believe, again. That's number 31. So we are, that's 31, Dalton Hunter, senior running back. So we're going to have a third and about 11 here after the fumble and the short run on first and second down. They're going to let the clock tick all the way down. And it looks like we're going to actually run it here on third. And he breaks loose. He's loose down the left field side, down the left sideline. And he's finally pushed out of bounds. That's number 28, Diego Castaneda, the junior running back
Now, where'd he come from? We haven't seen him all the game.
Just a plethora of running backs here. It doesn't matter who they put in there. The holes are getting bigger as the fourth quarter goes on. Enterprise's defense, a valiant effort through the first three quarters, but just they are out of gas out there.
He was moving. He was fast.
First carry of the night for him, and he made the most of it here. We are going to see another run. That's Castaneda again, and he's going to get about three or four there up the middle. Running with purpose, Diego Castaneda.
See, they're bringing in some of the subs now, like you they heard you, Kyle.
Well, you know, when you've got a safe lead like this, as we see a nice physical run over the left side there by Shasta for a first down on second and seven.
You know what happened there. The rest of the line is getting behind him, pushing him.
Mm-hmm.
They got the first down. They're moving down the field with subs.
So you've still got the starting quarterback out there. You've still got Schneider, number 42, who's had a great game. But you've got, there's Castaneda again up the middle, breaking tackles, running through people. Takes three guys to bring him down for a 7-yard gain. Where have you been all night, Diego Castaneda?
How big is this kid? He looks like he's bigger.
He's listed at 5'7", 185, but you could have fooled me.
He looks bigger than that.
He's running like he's about 205. And we've got a run around the end there. That's number 31. A nice cut to the right. He's loose down the right sideline, down to the 11-yard line. That's Dalton Hunter, again, the senior running back. 5'6", 140, and hard to track down. Got loose and down the sideline, nearly took that to the house.
5'6", and one, what do you say,
140. 140.
So he's not all that big, but he's fast and very shifty.
Nice change of direction. It's going to be Diego Castaneda up the middle again, running through tacklers, trying to arm tackle him to no avail. He's going to get 5 or 6 there. And they are right at the 4 or 5 yard line again, threatening to score.
You know, Shasta. We know they're not demoralized, but we do know they're tired.
Shasta is just not letting up on the gas. Looks like a run up there again. They middle to Castaneda. He's close to a first down. Nope, touchdown. He did get over the goal line. Great second effort by Castaneda.
Oh, that guy can run. And he hasn't played, I don't think, in any of the games. Certainly we haven't heard his name.
Well,
they
might have found something. Evidently, Shasta's four running backs deep, and if you count Dalton Hunter, who's officially listed here as a wing, but he's carried 3 or 4 times tonight, we got 5 different guys carry the ball other than the quarterback.
And then plus Castaneda, did you include him in that? Because, boy, he was looking good.
Yeah, he's had a couple nice runs, too. And we got a flag on the extra point here. Looks like we're going to line it up and do it again.
So he had 3 major runs on that drive.
Yeah, Castaneda has had a nice drive there. Might have bought himself some carries in future games here. And we got an extra point. Good by Shasta. We're going to go to 63-21. Shasta putting it away here.
You know, we're seeing these juniors and some sophomores. But a bunch of juniors. We have juniors on Foothill that are doing well. We have juniors right here on Shasta, juniors on Enterprise. We're gonna have a great football season next year.
And it speaks to the depth of the program, too, because, you know, as we alluded to in the pregame, Enterprise putting a 41-0 shellacking on Shasta last year in the River Bowl, completely the other way this year. And in the JV game, they put up 42 points as well. So the future is bright for you Shasta Wolves fans for the next 2 to 3 years at least.
Well, you know, one of the reasons that these high school programs are so good is the Pop Warner program. And we have a neighbor, I hope they're listening, that has their son that's playing in the Junior Wolves. And he's a quarterback. He's a very talented kid. He's already like 6 foot, and he's in like the 8th grade. But this feeder program with these junior programs is what makes the difference. And now we're starting to see where the good coaching and the level of athleticism at that level is now starting to come into the high school. And of course, if you're doing well and you're a junior Hornet or a junior Wolf, and you see this kind of performance at the varsity and the JV, it's an encouragement to play and keep in condition, keep working on weights.
It's all about that pipeline and having the teamwork and the players that you know are ready to come in and take the spots of guys that graduate and your big time players that are seniors every year. And you know, we have, you alluded to Pleasant Valley earlier, how they have that massive line on offense and defense. Nice kick coverage there by Shasta as they are unable to get it past the 15-yard line.
Well, 32 on Shasta. That who is 32 here? That kid was fast.
Colton Elkins with great coverage there. Another 6'4", 215-pound defensive end playing special teams.
Man, he was scooting down. The runner did not have a chance. He got a hold of him and would not let go. Very good defensive coverage on the special team.
Enterprise kept the game close here through 2.5 quarters. And Shasta has really run away with it here in the last quarter and a half. Hats off to Enterprise, though. A thankless task trying to stop that machine of a running attack for Shasta. Nice run here by Enterprise.
And we have a game.
But that is going to be the ball game, and Shasta has won the River Bowl 23, 63-21. Final thoughts, Ron?
First of all, if you look at the field, it looks like Shasta is pretty excited about it.
The students rush the field.
Out of the stands come the students. You only see that in college and at the River Bowl. But, you know, Shasta has been working hard to get to this point. J.C. Hunsaker over there, this is his first year. He was at Central Valley with his dad for a number of years. I actually got to see him out there. He came into a program here and had to really bring in some new offense. Probably the most creative offense and certainly we're seeing. Now, again, I have not seen Pleasant Valley, so I can't talk about them. But I did see Paradise, which has been a perennial powerhouse. And we're seeing a very fine, very well-coached Shasta team that obviously knows their offense real well. When you don't huddle like that, you have to know what's going on. So we had a great game here. I don't think there was anything that was on Enterprise part that in any way you'd take away from them.
Nothing to hang your head about if you're Enterprise tonight.
They were just run off the field by a very, very quick team.
And we talked about it a little bit at the beginning, too, that they need to control the possessions, control the turnovers. They had three turnovers in the first half, none in the second half, but just too many short possessions giving the ball back to Shasta, and that defense just wore down and ran out of gas. Impressive performance by Shasta tonight on offense and defense.
So let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and give a final wrap-up, and we'll take it from there.
You're listening to River Bowl 23 on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Kyle DeFore here with Ron Largent, wrapping up River Bowl 23, an impressive 63-21 for Shasta, avenging their loss the last 2 years, actually, at the hands of Enterprise here at the Hornets' Nest. Player of the game tonight, got to go with the quarterback, Castaneda, for Shasta.
He did a great job.
I'm sorry, Catanese. I'm sorry.
We've had a full game here.
Been a long game here. Three touchdown passes in the first quarter really kept him honest with the pass to open up that running game so they could wear down that Enterprise defense in the second half. Enterprise, a valiant effort for the first 2.5-3 quarters to stay within a puncher's chance, but just could not get any turnovers, no big plays. Shasta, great ball control. Not a lot of penalties on offense for Shasta, sustaining drives. And, you know, you got to think if anybody's going to put a good game together and really give Pleasant Valley and, like you were saying, Paradise a run for their money, and the Chico as well, who's a very good team this year. But if anybody's going to give Pleasant Valley, the undefeated leader of the division right now, a run for it, you got to think Shasta's got to be right at the top
Absolutely.
Of the list.
Absolutely. A great game, a good evening, an exciting time. Friday night football in the North State, you can't beat it. The River Bowl, this will go down in the books as one of the best games. Very evenly fought, even though the score is a little misleading. Enterprise hung in there. You can be very proud of Enterprise, what they did. they were facing a very fine Shasta team. So, Kyle, it's been great to have you with us. I'm sure that you'll be part of this broadcast team in the years to come, this season.
I've had a blast, Ron. I it's all the fun I could have hoped for. You know, we're a great game here, a great crowd, great atmosphere. I'd like to thank all our sponsors, everybody at KCNR 1460, and we'd like to thank all of you out there for listening to the 23rd Annual River Bowl. Our final score again, 63 for Shasta, 21 for Enterprise. For Kyle DeFore and Ron Largent, this is KCNR 1460. Have a great evening.
Very surprised. Oh, I look forward to it. They're running the promos. Tracy Morgan this Saturday night.
Hi, I'm Tracy Morgan, and I'm hosting Saturday Night Live season finale this week with musical guest Demi Lovato.
Oh, no, Tracy, this is not the season finale.
Oh, it will be after I'm done with it.
That's correct.
It's Johnny B.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
The Trade School at the Shasta Builders Exchange in Reading is nationally recognized and provides a training and education that will prepare you for a career in the construction trade. According to the United States Department of Labor, electricians will be one of the top 20 fastest growing occupations over the next decade. Trade School offers an electrical trainee program accredited by the National Center for Construction Education and Research. The program has been an industry leader for over 10 years and is authorized by the state of California. The electrical trainee program is now accepting applications. This program offers evening courses to allow you to work during the day in your field of study. This program provides hands-on training and graduates finish at the journeyman level. Be one of the few state-registered electrical trainees who are legal to work in Northern California. All enrollments are on a first-come, first-served basis. Classes are filling quickly. Don't wait. Enroll now. To learn more about the electrical training program at the Trade School at the Shasta Builders Exchange, call 222-1917 or email training at shastabe.com.
Electrical orientation and registration is October 29th. Call Shasta Builders Exchange today.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Goodbye, September. Hello, Electober. Now that the weather is cooling down, how would you like us to pay your electric bill for 1 year? Play our Electober Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or $6,000 to pay your electric bill. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Plus, we always have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Earn entries all month long to increase your chances to win $6,000. Drawings every Thursday at 8 p.m. 10 winners will be selected to play the Plinko board. It's fun and easy. Just drop the puck and win cash. Final drawing Thursday, October 29th at 8 p.m. where you could win $6,000. Let us pay your electric bill for 1 year.
Up to $6,000.
What a deal. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Electober Swipe to Win promotion. It's better at the river.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us, we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Want to talk to JB? Call toll-free.
For God's sake, just give me the damn number!
844-4JB-SHOW. 844-4JB-SHOW. Call Johnny B. now.
All right, we know what's up now. Look out, New York! Here come the two most frustrated fan bases in the United States of America. The Cubs fans and the Mets fans unite! Oh, you want to go to the game, don't you?
I can't help you, but maybe Max can. Max Weissness, ticket broker for Gold Coast tickets.
All right, Max, what do we got? Tell me what's going on. Get in that phone and sell it. If people can go to Wrigley. Is it cheaper to go to New York, or is it going to be possible for people who aren't going to spend their entire life and their life savings on a ticket? Can people go?
Well, you know what? It's anywhere going from, like, it looks like $500 up to a couple grand. I mean, it's a big series. I mean, it's New York against Chicago. I mean, people, Cub fans, think about the 1969 Mets back in the day.
Oh, boy.
So this is,
wish you wouldn't have said that, but that's all right. Go ahead. Go.
But you know what? There's something going on with this Cub team. The youth, I mean, we didn't expect this until next year. It just, everything came together this year, and they're on a roll. I mean, if you beat the Cardinals, who are the best team in baseball, hey, where are you going to go from there, you
yeah.
know? So, you know, it's going to be a great series. I mean, both teams are tough, but let's see if the Cubs can prevail.
Well, go back to it, how it pertains to people with tickets, because that's the thing. Right now, you're right. One, tell me if I'm wrong here, but the Mets and the Cubs have never, ever met in postseason play. Is that correct or not?
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a new format, you know, how baseball is for the last couple of years. So, you know, the Cubs never met the Cardinals either. So, and the Cubs never won a championship at home either, you know. And so, actually, a playoff
series
at home. There's
a lot of firsts. There's a lot of firsts there, Max. There's a lot
right,
of firsts.
Right.
And that means that maybe, I'm not saying a word. All right. So maybe, but you're right about one thing. You know, even when you say don't mention, I heard myself say it.
Yeah.
Maybe you said it. All right. Listen to me. You put down and you go, don't mention the 69 Cubs. But then I go, you know what? You're right about something, Max. To this team, I don't think they give a rat's ass about the 69 Cubs or a goat or anything else. They don't care. They're just having fun, and they're playing the game like they are having fun.
It's exactly true. They're having fun. That's the bottom line. And it's a great time for Ridley since they've been down for like 7 years. And so to see this team come and emerge this great underneath Theo's leadership, he had a championship in Boston. And now, hey, here comes the Cubs.
All right, enough of that. We all understand that. I get it. You get it. Let's talk about the tickets. Now, let me see if I'm clear. One, tonight or tomorrow night, they open up in New York. Tomorrow night in New York, the Cubs and the Mets. By the way, what is Blue Jays and the Royals, the Cubs and the Mets? That's what it has come down to. So you've got the Cubs and the Mets in New York tomorrow night. GoldCoastTickets.com, that's your ticket place. You got tickets. But then they come back. They got Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at Wrigley Field. Is that correct?
That is correct. There's three great games. Actually, no, you know what? We play a 2-2 system, so we got two games guaranteed. That'll be the Tuesday and Wednesday game.
Okay, now. What about the tickets? Are they gone? Are they available? And give me some numbers now. Let's talk tickets. Give me some facts. Can people out there thinking to themselves, this is a once-in-a-lifetime. I want to go. Can I afford to go? Let's do it.
Well, you know what? Some people don't go all year long, and they just wait for the playoffs if it ever happens. So we still have a good chunk of tickets, a couple hundred seats. And, you know, we have people calling us, selling them to us. We're buying them. So, you know, we're doing the whole market thing. And we could try to get as many people as we can. And we've been lucky enough. The first two games, you know, we had tickets all the way up to game time. So,
okay, hold on a minute. Why do I feel you're dodging my question? Listen to me carefully. I want to know something. Number one, you mentioned people are calling you and giving you tickets. Now, are people who are like season ticket holders, people who have waited their whole life, are people knowing that this could be, wait a minute, do I want to see the Cubs and the Mets at Wrigley or even maybe the Cubs at the World Series, or do I want to cash this baby in right now? Are people doing that?
Well, you know, some people think ahead of time and they want to pay their season tickets for next year, so they sometimes take the cash up front so they can they figure out this is going to be a dynasty. So, you know, there might be a year after it.
Are you kidding? Hold on a minute. There's someone out there. What are you saying, Max? Are you drunk today? Listen to me carefully. Listen to me. Are you telling me that someone out there has waited their whole life to see the Cubs and they're going, well, I'll get them some money for these tickets and then I'll buy new tickets for next year because they're going to win next year? Are they dreaming? This is the moment. You don't.
Well, they think this core players are the core to be there for the next 6 years.
Okay, listen, I don't want to talk about next year. I want to talk about right now, this moment. So if a Cubs fan, I'm only asking, are the Cubs fans out there saying, I'm sure there are people going, you know what, I got to pay my mortgage, I'm out of work, I'll bet I can get 10 grand for these tickets. What's the highest number of a ticket and where's it located you've heard so far? Let's talk specifics now.
Well, I heard like front row over the dugout for this series about like $3,500 a piece.
That's not much.
Well, yeah, remember, this is not the World Series yet. This is one step before the World Series.
Yeah, but the World Series isn't guaranteed, so maybe the New York Mets and the Cubs that is guaranteed would be something you want to purchase at $3,500 behind home plate. Okay. Well, what
else? And they're early games, too. You know, you're going with game 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, once it gets to a clincher or something like that, then the pricing could jump, definitely.
What about standing room?
Standing rooms? I think standing rooms are about like $350, $400 a ticket to get in.
Okay. Well, what do you mean you think? You're a ticket broker. Do you have tickets available? Or why are you dodging me with this subject today?
No, I'm not dealing with the subject. It's just usually we deal with more reserved seats and just not the standing rooms, you know, just to throw the people in. We like to give them a better seat selection quality. So we're anywhere from 500 on up right now.
500 on up for a seat. So you do have seats available if someone wants to pay. You're saying if someone wants to pay 500 bucks or up, that's where we're starting for a game at Wrigley Field with the Mets.
Exactly.
Okay. Anything in New York?
Anything in New York? Yeah, we can get them. I mean, it's a little bit cheaper in New York. You know, anywhere from $350 up to about like $1,500 a piece, we can get New York.
I get if you're a diehard, you'd like to see them anywhere, but to me, it would be Wrigley Field, Cubs, Mets. That would be the way to go. Same as Boston when Boston's drought ended. You know, they're in Fenway. That's the way you want to see a game if you care about it at all. But man, I guess if you want to see it, you're saying it's cheaper to go to New York.
Yeah, it is because, you know, New York was already there in the Subway Series and so on. But, you know, New York hasn't been in the playoffs for a while, too. So, you know, this is good for the Mets also.
Yeah, Mets fans are going to be nuts. They're going to be crazy. Okay, listen, I'm going to let these people call and figure you out. GoldCoastTickets.com. Give Max a call and see what you can come up with. But if there's anyone out there, I'm just wondering, anyone out there in this audience that has tickets and says, this is my day to cash in right now, I wonder where you are. Give us a call. We can sell them for you. Believe me. All right, Max, GoldCoastTickets.com or give them a call, 800-889-9100. Thanks, Max.
Thanks, Johnny.
All right. Was he evasive or am I just dreaming? Something's going on there. I don't know what it is. I'm not talking to any more ticket brokers.
They don't like to talk specifics.
Yeah, because they're waiting. You know why? Ticket brokers are like, they're like dealers, I guess. I mean, like, right. they're playing the odds. They're going, wait a minute, a lot of people, nobody's coming in yet. Because why would they quote me on the air? Right. Oh, yeah, I just heard you tell Brandmeier, they're 190.
That's what he's trying to avoid.
Yeah,
you on the radio.
Yeah, and you said I could get a standing room for, well, yeah, prices have gone up. That's all he has to say. I see it makes perfect sense why he's dodging me. Yeah, they're dealing it. But the line about how Cubs fans, they get the tickets, and now they're going to sell the tickets so they can spend that money getting season tickets for next year. Are you done waiting for next year? Next year is now. JB Show. Adam Carolla joining us later. Eddie, you sold your tickets? You sold your Cubs tickets. Hey, Eddie. Somebody named Eddie there? Oh, I don't know if my phone is working today. Hello, Eddie? Well, say hi to Eddie. See if it works on your end.
Eddie, where are you? Oh, darn. It's the weekend, Eddie. Come on.
Come on and play with us. That phone don't work. Eddie! I don't know. Maybe it's that utility button. Hey, Eddie. check the phones. I don't think they're working. I don't think these lines are working. Uh-oh, a curse. Another curse.
Wow, the curse began.
Oh, no. The curse has just started. People around the lines are not being able to speak if they talk about the Cubs. No, 844-4JB-SHOW if they were.
Are you ready to take your diabetes management to the next level? Put the ContourNext meter to the test and challenge your meter. The ContourNext meter makes testing easy and highly accurate with close to lab level results. And ContourNext gives you a second chance, allowing you to reapply to the same strip when the first sample is not enough, saving you time and money. So take the challenge. Go to ContourNextChallenge.com, and now you can find the new ContourNext 35-count test strips only at Walmart.
At TIAA CREF, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
I've always liked anything that rolls, explodes, and makes noise.
Jay Leno's back with a new show about the rides that move us.
It is more than just about cars. It's about style. It's about the personalities, why people like cars. It's about the way vehicles make you feel.
Every car has a story, and everybody has a story about their car.
It's not just about fancy cars. It's about vehicles that touch a nerve.
Jay Leno's Garage, all new, Wednesdays at 10.
It's having the story that goes with the car.
CNBC.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace in the convenience of home. It's as easy as watching TV. Best of all, it's affordable for everyone. Listen, end the frustration. Call Math Made Easy. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial. 866-598-MATH. Now that school is in full swing, it's important for your child to keep up with the fast-moving classroom pace. With Math Made Easy, your child will always be one step ahead. Call now, 866-598-MATH. That's 866-598-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-566-4017, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free. And get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-566-4017. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-566-4017. That's 800-566-4017.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
So you're teaching, where do you teach, Mike?
I'm at Irving School in Berwyn.
Your classroom is in progress right now.
I've got a classroom full of kids here, too, man. They love you.
Attention, Irving School in Berwyn. What class is it, Mike? What grade are they in?
This is second grade.
Can they hear me or no?
If I put you on speaker, they can.
Put me on speaker for a second.
All right, Johnny, go ahead.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Say hello, Mr. Brandmeier.
Hello, Mr. Brandmeier.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
How about for the rest of the day, all we do is just jump around until you have to take a nap?
Yeah!
Johnny
B.
Why not? It's Friday. Let's just jump around and then take a nap. I told you that Tracy Morgan is hosting Saturday Night Live. Donald Trump will host it on the 7th of November. The musical guest will be Demi Lovato. And I want you to hear, I hope they don't interview her because I don't know if she's the brightest tool.
Be careful.
I'm not sure what she is because this interviewer asked her, she was says she likes to stay home and cook. And then they asked her what her favorite dish was.
My favorite dish? I like mugs because they're very comfortable in your hand, and they hold the hot things that you don't have to touch. So,
that's right,
coffee
boss.
Or hot tea.
Okay. Once again, are you sure I should be careful?
I say she's just a little smarter than the average rock star. What I say.
Or maybe you have to specify, what's your favorite dish to cook? Because maybe Demi Lovato is not wrong.
Favorite.
What's your favorite dish? I think the interviewer was wrong. Demi
Because I have to tell you, that's my favorite. I collect
mugs.
I collect coffee mugs.
Oh, boy, I'd love to see that collection.
I have more fun getting a cup of coffee in the morning because I have to look at, like, 50 coffee cups and pick one.
Really?
So that's my favorite dish, the coffee mug.
Well, Buzz Kilman, what is your favorite dish?
The coffee mug.
All right.
How long does it take you to choose one if you have 50?
Sometimes, Hector, it takes a long time.
The beans are brewing. The coffee's percolating. I'm sure he's got one of those old...
Buzz,
please, just pick a cup.
Coffee's cold by the time he drinks it.
He's got that... I'll bet he's got that old-fashioned... I'll bet he heats it on the stove with a flame. He's like in a fire pit or something. He doesn't even have a... What kind of coffee maker do you have?
I think it's a Mr. Coffee.
A Mr. Coffee? They don't even exist anymore. You can't buy a Mr. Coffee.
Hold on a second.
Keurig Coffee Pot.
10 seconds.
Keurig Coffee Pot. Demi Lovato, once again, the musical guest on SNL. What is your favorite dish?
I don't need to check. It's Mr. Coffee. Joe DiMaggio is still selling Mr. Coffee.
Joe DiMaggio?
Even though he's dead.
Cuckoo, cuckoo, where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio?
Right.
Boy, I bet he's spinning in his grave. All right, well, Demi, what is your favorite dish?
My favorite dish? I like mugs because they're very comfortable in your hand.
Sure, of course.
And they hold the hot things that you don't have to touch. So, coffee or hot tea.
They hold hot things that you don't have to touch. Now, her answer, I like mugs because they hold hot things that you don't have to touch. Let's hope Demi Lovato on Saturday Night Live this weekend is only going to be singing. But Buzz has 50. Buzz, I want to see a photo of your 50 coffee mugs. Do you have like
problem?
Where do you have them from? You know what my favorite kind of coffee mug is? Those ones you get in an old school diner. They're white.
I have one of those. Sure.
You know those old school ones, right?
Right. They're really thick.
Yeah. Like those are the ones I like those.
I have, of course, a lot of them from radio stations.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
of course.
I mean, from like, 30 years ago.
Sure, right.
That's the first thing I started stealing was coffee mugs.
Incidentally enough, that's when the radio started to decline in sales. A lot of financial woes were begun by DJ stealing coffee cups.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, everybody's bankrupt.
Right. It's the beginning.
That's how it starts. What's my favorite what's my favorite dish to cook? I guess it could have been acceptable, but she was talking about cooking and then,
My favorite dish? I like mugs because...
All right, we got it. You like mugs. All right, here's the weirdest thing. So the Democratic National Convention is over and some of the Oh, by the way, Demi Lovato, if you want to see her, not only this weekend, but she's nude in Vanity Fair. No makeup, no retouching, no clothing. She's nude.
She's very happening.
Oh, yeah, she is. That's right. Okay.
I mean, there's three of those girls that all had TV shows at the same time. Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez, and Miley Cyrus. And I know them from watching them with my daughter.
Yeah.
And to see how they grew up, especially Demi Lovato is like a dominatrix now. She's awesome.
That's right. She's awesome. I want my daughters to grow up to be dominatrix. All right. The repercussions of the Democratic debate. One, we know that Hillary did a good job. And Jim Webb complained about not getting enough time. This Jimmy Webb, of course, said he didn't have any time. There was not enough time for him to speak. And we know that.
Secretary Clinton have seen that attack coming.
Look, let's start by trying to get in this conversation for about 10 minutes. We need to do it because of the way they treat their own people. And I would say this. I've been waiting for 10 minutes. I will say this.
All right, so we got Jim Webb, former Marine, served as Secretary of State under Reagan, senator from Virginia, and I couldn't have recognized him in a million years. He said that the Democratic debate was rigged in favor of Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. That's what he said. Let's listen to it.
The option in that debate, which was, I want to be very frank, it was rigged in terms of who was going to get the time on the floor by the way that Anderson Cooper was selecting people to supposedly respond to something someone else said. I even turned around to Bernie Sanders at one point and said, Bernie, say my name, will you? Say my name. So, you know, in that kind of an environment, you know, I was either going to be Mr. Angry or I was going to be a potted plant. The only way to try to get into the conversation. And it's very difficult to win a debate when you don't have the opportunity to speak with the same amount of time on issues as the other two did.
All right. There's Jim Webb. What was the potted plant line? That was awesome.
Well, either I'm going to be Mr. Angry or Mr. Potted Plant.
I'm voting for the potted plant. And Martin O'Malley was mad because he didn't get to sing a song on stage at the Wynn in Las Vegas. Martin O'Malley, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Martin O'Malley.
The quarter's finally over. We've got more gas in our tank. I can't tell you my excitement because it's you I have to thank. It may seem like it's just money, but to me it's so much more. It keeps my staff door knocking in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, South Carolina, and more.
Yeah.
So thank you for your support.
Wouldn't that have been great? They give him his time. Martin O'Malley, you have 2 minutes to address the audience. I'd like to sing this song to them.
Do you want to elect a folk singer to the White House?
Yes, I do.
Of new leadership.
Of course I do.
Across the land.
Yeah, Trump and a folk singer? I got myself a good 4 years. I'm telling you.
And the whole
of
the brave.
Yeah. Martin O'Malley live at the Wynn Hotel, Las Vegas, Nevada. Nice work.
It's Johnny B.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Uecker and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Ross, speaking at a campaign event in Massachusetts. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says, as president, he wouldn't imprison those who are in the U.S. illegally. He'd kick them out.
We have people here that shouldn't be here. We have people that should be back in their countries and let their countries take care of them.
Trump says the current administration seems to care more about young people who were born outside the U.S. than those born here. At a campaign event in New Hampshire, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says she supports President Obama's decision to keep 5,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan when he leaves the White House in 2017.
We have to keep our eyes clearly focused on what will work, and I really applaud the president who has tried to be so thoughtful about this. I support his recent decision in Afghanistan, which he did not come to easily.
The congressman, a longtime aide to Hillary Clinton, has been questioned for hours before the House committee investigation.